the mighty God unveiled before us. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Monday evening, June 29, 1964, for the Full Gospel Businessman Fellowship International Convention at the Billy Stratford Hotel in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. Muluku oweria onupulu liuholo wahu, mutako ola wa muna William Marion Branham, ola leirwe sekunta uhiu, mahiku ya etaka 29 mweru wa junyu, 1964, eriari ya mutuku manu wa mulapuni mootene wopata na walipa na kuswa Kristu, woteli Bellevue Stratford of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, wa Amerika.
I have a few scriptures written down that I would like to speak to you from, and I trust that God will bless our feeble efforts.
Kukala na sole mpaka musaka musasilempwe, mwase yomio katunaka wira koleli hereni, nikini roromela wira muluku nore iriha wili piha wahu wote etea.
Now, many people has wondered why we are so odd and so noisy. You know, this is kind of a different a type of a convention than what people are used to seeing. And usually everything is kind of a cut and dried form.
Vano, atwanchene ani tuna kosuela, mwahawasheni hiyo nikalahu, oti kiniha ni onyakula. Mosuela, ola muthinto mosa ovirikana wa mutuku mano, ovika nola atwali alimalenlia ya ona. Ni voli malelea, ituso otene tiaenamuna yore hereriwa.
But when we come to these conventions, which has been my privilege now for several years since we first started, if we don't hardly know what we're going to do.
Masihio na aruaka mituku manoia, seyo sikanle murere loaka vano mwaiyaka sinche eno kuma okati sipachiriwaya, ni eni nirikela hiyo suwele tuwe nroa huira.
We just come and surrender ourselves, that's the only thing that we know to do, and God does the rest of it. So that makes us a very peculiar acting people.
Hiyo ni morwa paahi, ni wiva hereria. Eyo tiitui mosea hiyo nsue la huira. Ntomuluku, onimu hirele ni hala. Vano eyo, eni nikaliha hiyo atu amwete lomosa wa wihu.
The other day, someone said, you know, you people are really an oddball. And I said, well, I suppose we are.
Nihikuno, mutumo saa himye wira, mosuela, veke kainyuo mwatu oti kiniha. Mio kuhira ahe, mio kinona wira tisi iso.
And I remember one of the conventions, Brother Troy was telling me one time of a little German that said he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Ntomio, kinu puwela mmosa wa mitukumano, muna Troy, emare mmosa, akihimera mwaha wa mutumu mmosa awalemanya, ahime wira, ahake lopati isu wa eroho yowaria.
And the next day in the shop where he was working, he would raise his hands and praise the Lord and speak in tongues and just carry on awful.
Nto melo ni mwaya, opasari memo wa avara awe muteko, owa anivensha matata awe ni watu tope lapu ya, ni ulavu la ilavu lelo, ni wira siso, voti kiniha.
Finally the boss came by and said, Heine, what's the matter with you? He said, oh, I got saved. He said, my heart's just overflowing with joy.
Nto voki seria, mwanene kurwa kuira, Heine, esheni ni wirani. O kuira, o, mio kirimo opua. O kuira, murima ako no tekuma, nutapa pahi.
He said, well, you must have been down with that bunch of nuts down there. He said, yes, glory to God. So thank the Lord for the nuts.
O kuira, vano, alakilanyuo motoko kala nana mukwane paaleiwe. O kuira, ayo, avuhiwe muluku. Kuira, kina ashukura puya, muhawana mukwanepa.
He said, you take the automobile, come down the road, said you take all the nuts out of it, you haven't got nothing but a bunch of yunk. And that's just about right, you know.
Oh, kuira, nyuo mukusheka aro, eneta murampani. Kuira, nyuo makumiharu iporo kasotene sirina ya, kenikala tetu, wohi kala nikuta na nikuwa mkwara. Nto, eyo pahi. Mosuela.
One day in California, I was going down the streets of Los Angeles, and I seen a man had a sign on his breast. And here,
Nihiku ni Mosa, o California, mio kaamueta ipiro so Los Angeles. Nto kimona mulopwa na Mosa arne papelo vatirima vawe, Niva.
He said, I am a fool for Christ. And everybody was looking at him, and I noticed him turning around and looking after he passed by.
Nto ahime awira, mio kina mkwanepa muhawa kiristu. Nto atu tene ya muwe hayo, nto mio kanawe hao rukunua numuwe ha, vamala au vira.
And I thought I would follow with the rest of them, and on his back he said, whose fool are you? I suppose we are all kind of odd one to the other, you know.
Nto mio kupuwele uroa na atuwa kina, nto makata ni mwawe ya ahime awira, nyuo mwanamukwanepa awani, ayo, mio kinona wira hiyo noti kini havakani, mosani mukwawe, nyuo mosuela.
But, you know, the world gets in such a rut. Something different makes it so odd to the people does think it's something's wrong. And usually God has to do something so unusual to get the people back to the Bible again.
Masi, nyuo mosuela, olumwenku onikela moolima lelani, mpaka etui mosa yovirikana enikala aya yote kiniha, mpaka atuveke kai upwela wira yokale etu hilonke, ntovoli malele ya muluku hana wira etu yote kinihasha, wira atikeli hatu mbibiliani to.
I can imagine that Noah was kind of a nut to that scientific age that he lived in, because they could prove there was no water in the skies.
Mio kini wero toke lela wira noe aarina na mukwanepa wa okatule wa siensia o akalawe. Okala wira au yaani wera oni hera wira kaya kanila tama asusulu.
But God said there would be some there, so Noah preaching and believing that, he become a nut.
Masimuluku ahime wira ya mukala oiwe. Tivo, noe alaleaka ni aminiki yeyo, o arina mukwanepa.
And I'd imagine that when Moses went down in Egypt, he was kind of a nut to Pharaoh, but remember, Pharaoh was a nut to him too. So, we realize that.
Ni kamu tokelela wiro kati Moise warongwa weweshitu, o arin tokona na mukwanepa wa Farao. Masimupuele, Farao arina mukwanepa wa iyo onave. Vano au, hiyo nini sueleyo.
Even Jesus was considered a heretic. That's right. Martin Luther was a nut to the Catholic Church, and John Wesley was a nut to the Anglican.
Hata Yesu, anyi heru antokona mui kawanya. Tiyeyo, Martinho Lutero, arina mukwanepa wa Kirisha Katolika. Ni John Wesley, arina mukwanepa wa Mahangilikano.
You know, it's about time for another nut, don't you think so?
Vano, nyo mosuela, ola, olo katiwa na mukwanepa mukina, nyo kamunupuela siso.
But before there can be a nut, you know, there has to be a bolt first, the thread to it.
Masi, ehinatu kale poroka, nyo mosuela, ehano kale parafusu toko, huire kelemo.
So, you know, Noah being a nut, he takes the nut, it pulls a bolt, pulls something together and holds something together.
Vano, nyo mosuela, noe, ariene na mukwanepa, o, enikushwe poroka, kipurule parafusu, kutopanye retuva mosa, kivarelele etu.
So, Noah was able to pull all that would believe into the ark out of the judgments by being a nut.
Vano, noe ani ora wapurulela mukalawani, ote nale yamini, akumihaka mola muliwani, ariene na mukwanepa.
We find out that Moses pulled the church out of Egypt by being a nut. That's right.
Hiyo nino na wira Moisa ahipuru lekeresha arui hako otawa ejitu. Ariene na mukwanepa. Tiyeyo.
I think we need a nut now to pull the bride out of the church. We need something now.
Mio kinona wira nini mutuna na mukwanepa vano. Wira ampuru lemwaka meliwa amukumiha kamukeresha. Hiyo nini tune tui mosa vano mukina.
So we are very odd sort of people, and I thought tonight, if the Lord was willing, I would try to read some scriptures pertaining to this and would speak to you just a few moments and try to show you why we are such an odd people.
Vano hiyo na mutinto mosa wa atu otikini havancheen. Ntomio kahu puelo hiyo ula apu ya yatuna. Kamuere rosoma sole mpaka musakamo sasinihimi aela. Nuulavula ninyuo okati vakani. Niwere ya oo nihani mwahawasheni nikanliahu watu otikiniha.
Let us turn in the scriptures now to Philippians, the second chapter, 1 and 8, 2 Corinthians 3, 6. And let us read as we believe God's word.
Nroeni kunle sole mpwavano mwa Filipi kapitulu 2 mpaka 8 ni Akorintwa nenli 3:6. Ntonroeni some okala wira ninami ni masomuluku.
Now, just before we read, let us bow our heads for prayer.
Ntovano, okati vakani ni hina tusoma, nroeni urami hemirusa huira ni vekele.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we are indeed a privileged people tonight to be living in this age and see the things that we see going on and to know that the time is close at hand when Jesus will come for His church. All that thrills our hearts, Lord.
Titha wirimu otunku, hiyo veke kainatu ore rio hiula, mwaha okala kukatula, niwona itu hiyo sinona husiraneaka, nusuwe la wira okaturiva kivirusha, Yesu vanroa orwa mwaha wekeresha awe. O, ewe nitapi hamurimahu, puia.
And as we pull back the pages tonight, we pray that you'll give us a context out of this text.
Ni okatu nikunla humakuku ohiula, hiyo nimveke la wira nyuo munivahe yohimia ya yosomela.
And may the Holy Spirit reveal to our hearts the things that would be good and pleasing to God, for we ask it in Jesus' name, amen.
Ni wira eroho yoware yupululele murima ni mwahu, itusa aro kala sorera ni somu siveli hamuluku, maana hiyo nimveke la mwansina na Yesu. Amen.
You know, Levi, I'll ask you to do something. I usually ask some strange things, and I hope I'm not asking anything too strange.
Nyuo mosuela, kinona wira kinroa ovekela ni wire twimosa, mio voli malele ya kimvekela kaitusoti kiniha, ni mio kinroro melawira nkimvekele tuyoti kinihasha.
But when we pledge allegiance to the flag, we all stand and the flag passes by, we stand, which we should, and we stand to salute. Let's just stand to our feet while we read the word, if you will.
Masi okati hiyo onivaha huntiti mihe panterahu, hiyo tene nini venya, nto pantere no vira, hiyo nine emela, yeyo ya atunea, nto hiyo nine emela, wira nikomase, nroeni venyo kati onsoma humasu shonte.
2 Corinthians 3:6.
Akorintwa nenli 3:6.
Who has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit? For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life.
Yo, toni kalinhe owe reokala rume ya wata na wananano. Kahio ayole mpwa masai roho. Okala wira yole mpwa eniva, nte roho eniva hekumi.
But if the ministration of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away.
Masivariwira muteko waikanosi lempwe nisititiwe vamalukuni, seyo sinruho kwa, wari wovua, mpaka ana Israeli, vahawere ayoweho wito wa Moise, mwahawo wari awo wito wawe, wari wohilekela.
How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious?
Vano muteko wa roho kawaro kala wote pashovua.
Or if the ministration of condemnation be glorious, such more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory.
Mana vakalawira muteko wa ikanosi nruho tukweliwa, wari wovua, onitepasha muteko wa sharia okala wovua.
Or even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reasons of the glory that excelleth far. If that which is done away was glorious, how or much more that which remaineth is glorious.
Tiri veke kai yeyo yari ovu wakalai, vano kahiwe tu oholo ovu wa ulu palisha wananano. Mana vari wira etu yohile kila yari ovu wa sai wala eni tepasha ele himvi rokala yovua.
Seeing then that we have such a hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which was abolished.
Tiri nikalanaka nroro melosisa, nini tepolavula niwili piha, nave kahinto ko Moise, yo akunela ne kuo wito wawe, wira ana Israeli e honorate ene,
wa malelaya ele ya halekela.
But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ.
Masi ankiliaya aatieliwa, tirimpako lelo vaa ekuoye yoto enihale kuneliwe ya somaka wata na wakalai, ekuoye yo enikunuliwa mwakirishtu.
But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart.
Masimpaka vano, asomiwa kamoise, ekuweni kunela murima aya.
Nevertheless, when it shall be turned to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Vano, yarukunusha murima mwapu ya, ekuweyo enokumihiwa. Kahi, vano apu ya tiroho yeyo. Nto, vavo vankala ae roho yapu ya, vavo vakala votapua.
But we all, with open faces, behold, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, the changing unto the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Masihio tene, ni owito wokunuliwa, ni nona ntoko mulola ni ovua wapu ya, ni tatushiwaka, ni latanihiwaka ni yoo, mwa ovua ni ovua, ntoko mwa iroho yapu ya.
And in Philippians 2, we read this, beginning with the first and reading to the eighth verse.
Ni mwa Filipi 2, ni nsomela, ni pacherake versikulu 1, ni somaka mpake versikulu 8.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord and one mind.
Vari wiro nikalu hakala la makristu, vakalako lipi hiwa murima openta, wata na waeroho, wakalopenta na mukinani muku awe omuri wa ikarari, malihe roteli wa waka murima, wira mukalane kiwiwa nana, mukalana kopento mosaru, mukalaka ni murima mosaru, ni mupuelo mosaru.
Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves.
Ehikale tu enira nyunushintana, wala wito topa, masi muyevi heke kula mutu aone leke vatu akwawe, vowivika na mansawe.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on things of others.
Aikale mutu onweha shasha itusawe, masikula mutu na veto itusa akwawe.
Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Mukalane ke mupuelo yowo mwanyuo, yowo towarima Kristu Yesu. Yowo ariene kalelo ya muluku, kaatune okala likanaka ni muluku.
But made of himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man.
Masi, ahi yeviha mansawe, kuikaliha murumei, kukalihiwa olikana na atu.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross.
Nto oneaka ni makalelo ntoko mutu, o ahi yeviha mansawe, aikalihaka owi welela mpako okwa, okwawe nevamuhiki manyu.
Let us pray.
Nivekele.
Heavenly Father, this great word that has been read tonight from thy holy writ, make it so real to our hearts that we will go from here like those going from Emmaus, saying, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us along the road? For we asked it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mwasole mpwasanyu sowaria, mukalihe yao eke kaisha murima ni mwahu, wira hiyo ni kumeva sintokwale arua we mausi ni iraka. Mirima sahu kisani viha mwa hiyo, okatu huo alavu lawe ni hiyo mpironi, maana hiyo ni mveke la mwansina na Yesu. Ame. Mukilatiki.
Now this is a very odd text. But I think it's very suiting for the occasion. I'm going to speak on the subject of the mighty God unveiled before us.
Vano, ela yoso memosa yoti kinihasha. Masikinona wira, tiopwa nilasho katiola, miyo katuna kilavule mwahawa, muluku owerea onupulu liuholo wahu.
Now, since there has been man, there has been a hunger in man's heart to find out where he came from and what's his reason of being here and where he's going.
Vano, vapachendria okala mutu, eni kale talam mirima ni mwamutu, wira asuele vatuva kumiawevo, ni mwahawasheni oo okalenliawemu, ni otu onro awe.
There's only one can answer that. That's the one who brought him here. And man has always wanted to see God.
Orimosa pahi, oniwera wakula eyo, owo tiyo lomurunghemu, ntomutu okati wotene, oni tunomona muluku.
Back in the Old Testament, we find out that God veiled himself from unbelievers. God has a very odd way of dealing with people.
Otuli, mawata na wakalai, hiyo nino na wira muluku anisi ipitiha mansawe, wale ohameni. Muluku, okale nenamuna yoti kini havanchene, woweta natu.
He hides himself from the unbeliever and reveals himself to the believer. God does it.
Oh, onimuisi ipitiha mansawe, wale ohameni, ni oniso nihera mansawe, wale ohameni. Muluku nira siso.
Jesus thanked the Father that he had hid these things from the wise and prudent and would reveal it to babes such as would learn.
Yesu ohashukura titi wira awahipiti haituia wale osuelani amiruku kiupululela shikani wira wa musuele.
So we find that God never changes in his nature and he's always doing his work the same.
Vano. Hiyo nino na wira muluku kanrukunu wa mamukale lwawe, ni oo kati woteno nivara mutekwawe na mune mosaru.
We find out in Malachi 3, he said, I am God and I change not. So he works in the same principle all the time.
Hiyo nino na mwamalakia teresh, wira oo himye wira, miyo kamuluku ni nkinrukunua. Vano oo, onivara mutekwawe na mune mosaru kati wotene.
Now, we take one of the oldest books of the Bible, when Job, one of the most righteous men of his day, a perfect man in the laws of God, a servant, noble, honorable servant, even to God said, there's none like him in the earth.
Vano hiyo, nikushe Musa wa ilivru sakala isha mbibiliani, okati yobi, Musa watu oma lelokala na sharia ama hiku awe, mutu oma leloloka mwaikanosa muluku, murumei, murumei opanela antiti miho mpaka muluku wira kavwa tham mosa onlika na niyo elapo yavati.
But his desire one time to see God, he know that there was a God and he felt that he would like to see him.
Masi otuna wawe emare mosa omona muluku o aniswela wira ahikala muluku ni ahona wira anitunomona yo.
Otherwise go to his house and knock on the door and say, I'd like to speak with you. Sit down, talk with him like we would with each other.
Wala ahiso, oro wanyawe, omana mukora niwira, miyo kaani tunolavula ninyuo, okila atulavula niyo, ntoko hiyo saaro ahuwira mosani mukwawe.
We have an understanding. That's why we're in these conventions where we come together and express our thoughts and we understand one another better when we talk things over with each other.
Hiyo no kala nankili, tivo hiyo nriahu mituku manoni mu, mwemo ntuku manahu ni nuhima miupu elosahu, ni nini iwa na mosani mukwawe, vorera, okatu nlavu lahu itu mosani mukwawe.
Ministers do that. People of all walks of life do it. Talk things over.
Ni arume ya nireyo, atu amiete losotene samakale lwa nireyo, olavu la itu.
Job, God was so real to him, he wanted to find out if he couldn't go knock at his door and have an interview with him.
Nto yobi, muluku ari eke kaisha wayo, o atuno suwela sinto kivawira niya o roa, omana mukora awe ni okala na mva nelo ni yo.
But we find out that God did speak to him, but he was veiled. He was veiled in a form of a whirlwind.
Masihio nino na wira muluku ahila vulaniyo. Masi o ari o wisipitiha. O ari o wisipitiha. Mwamukale loe yupuru.
And he told Job to gird up his loins. He was going to speak to him like a man.
Nto kumuhimera yobi wira emela ilika nyehe. O aro la vulanu uo nto komutu.
And he came down in a whirlwind and spoke to Job. And he was made known to Job through the whirlwind, yet he did not exactly see him.
Vano aikuruwa muyupuruni nto kula vulani yobi. Vano aisuwe linghewa yobi muhina mwayupuru. Enamuin lelo o aha mono ratene.
He could just hear the wind blowing and turning around in the trees. And the voice came out of the whirlwind, but God was veiled in the whirlwind.
Oh, awari apahi wiwepeo erumaka ni rukunua kamirini. Vano, nsuna akume muhina mwe yupuru, masimuluku aipinte muyupuruni.
We find down in Africa, South Africa, they use the word amaya, which means an unseen force.
Hiyo ni nipwanya wa Afrika dusul. Awa nihimia nulumo amoya, neno nihimia ikurusi hinonea.
And this unseen force in the whirlwind had an audible voice that spoke out to Job, yet he never seen his form, but he was veiled to him by the whirlwind.
Nto ikuruse ya sahonea, muhinamo ya yupuru, sahikala nansuno uiwea. No, na ahila vulani obi, na kalavo owo kone mukale luawe. Masi owo aru uisi ipiti hawai owo. Ni yupuru.
We find one of the great prophets of the Bible, Moses of the Old Testament, one of God's chosen, selected, predestined servants. He also desired to see him.
Hiyo nino na wira mosa wa maprofeta alu palesha mbibiliani, Moise awata na wakalai, mosa wa arume ya muluku o tanliwa, o valanywa, o tomwa, o navetoahipa velomona yowo.
He'd been so close to him and seen so many things of his great mystic hand going before him and doing things that only God could do.
Oa ikalava kivirushaniyo ni ahona itusinche ne santata nawe nulu pale ni nasiri na roholo wawe ni iraka ituse iyo awere ovara muluku pahi.
He desired to see him one day and God told him, go stand on the rock.
Oa ipavelomona o ni hikuno ntomuluku kumuhimeria muroe mwakaleva mwala.
And while standing on the rock, Moses seen him pass. He saw the back of him. And he said, it looked like a man. A man's back.
Nto okati areawe vamwala, Moisa ahimo na yo ovira. O ahona mutana awe. Nto okwira, akala ntoko mutu. Mutana wa mutu.
Yet he did not see God. He only seen the veil of God. The Bible said no man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten of the Father has declared him. So Moses saw him veiled as a man.
Nakalavo o kamone muluku, o onne kuoya muluku. Biblio himewira, kavo tonkomona muluku atoka timmosa. Masi mwana mosene orimati iti tomusuwelinghe yo, tivo Moise amone owisi pitihan toko mutu.
We find that Jehovah of the Old Testament was just Jesus of the New Testament.
Hiyo ni nona wira Yehova awata na wakalai, ariveke kai Yesu awata na wananano.
And Dr. Schofield here, we find that his word changing from form, we find the word morpha in Greek, which means the unseen was made visible.
Nto, Dr. Schofield va, hiyo ninona wira nulumo nawe orukunua mukalelo, hiyo nini panya nulumo anmorph, mwekereku, neno nihima ele hinonea, yokali hiwa yowonea.
Something that cannot, we know it's there, it can be, cannot be seen, but yet we know that it's there.
Etui mose hingwereanea, hiyo nosue la wira irivale. Anywhere anea, kenwere anea woniwa, masinlelo hiyo nosue la wira erivale.
And when he changed his form, the Martha, which means that he changed from supernatural to natural.
Nto, okati owo rukununshawe mukalelo awe wa emorfe, yoo ni hime wira, owo rukunua mukalelo wovika nepatu, kukala ntokoye epatu.
And he just changed his mask. And otherwise, it's like a drama. He was acting in the Greek when they would change their mask. Maybe one player might have acted in several different parts.
Nto owo, amurukunushe na makupe awe. Mwainamune kina enikala ntoko teaturu. O avara muteko. Nto mwekereku okati apatiliwawe na makupi. Kino eratelwe mosa. Murati mosa ani kumihera ipante sinche ene sovirikana.
And my daughter present here, they just had at the high school a drama. And one boy that I know played about four parts.
Nto mwanaka mamu tiana orivava. Ao ya hikala naso shikola hulu pale teatru. Nto miravo mosa kamusu elaka anivara ipante sopia kasheshe.
But he would go behind the stage and change his mask in order to come out to impersonate another character.
Masi o amuro tuliwe palku, numaka kanya na makupe awe, wira akume, wira amutaki here mutumukina.
Now, if you will take the Old Testament prophecies concerning what the Messiah was to be, you can compare it with the life of Jesus, and you've got it exactly who Jesus was.
Vano, nyo makusharu sohi mwani maprofeta awata na wakalai, sinihimia ele mesia aariawe wira kale, nyo potu lika nyiha yeyo, ni makale lwa Yesu, nto enipanya neasiso ntoko Yesu aariawe.
He was not just an ordinary man, he was God, Martha, he was changed from the supernatural into the natural form of a man, yet he was God manifested in the flesh, veiled by a human fleshly veil.
Oh, kari mutupure pahi. Oh, ari muluku, and morph. Oh, aro rukunu okuma, okuma mukalelo ovika nepatu, kukala mukalelo epatu wa mutu. Vano, oh, ari muluku, owo ni heru wa verutuni. Oh, kuneli wa ni mutu, nerutu.
And you watch the Old Testament, I know that I'm speaking to a mixed-up audience tonight from different parts of the world.
Nto mwehe wata na wakalai, mio kosue la wira kinlavula ni mutuku mano ota kaherea, ohi hula, wamapuro hiya na hiya na mulaponi.
And we are here to find out what are we doing, where are we getting to, what's happening, what does all this mean?
Nto hiyo nriva, wira nisuele, esheni hiyo, Esheni hiwe ni rahu, esheni, hiyo nani, ninroa vai, enira ni esheni, sote neia sinihimia ni.
And now we find in here that if you Jewish men and women, and the rabbis in the temple in the days gone by, if they'd watch the Bible, the prophecies, instead of the traditions, they would have recognized who Jesus was.
Nto, vano hiyo ni noona mu wira, vari wira nyuo ayuta alopwa na natiana, ni marapi, mpani mamuluku, mahikwa vindre, au ya muwen herupi ipi liorateene, o profeta, o hiya ilimalelo, au ya musuela tani ari Yesu.
They would have never called him Beelzebub. They would have never crucified him. But it all had to act out. That's part of the drama. And they were blinded on this case.
Ao kayakala kalamuihana ko pelizepul. Ao kayakala kalamukomela ko. Masi sote neia sahana o niheriwa. Eyo ya aripante teaturu. Ni ao ya hiripi wa uito mwamahola.
It's like many of you men and women here tonight, maybe my age or older. You remember here in America years ago before the Chinese.
Erintoko anche na nyuo alopwa na atia na mu ohi ula. Kino okate haka wala ounu avakani. Nyuo munu upuela wa Amerika no yaka sivinre hinati muchina.
My brother just introduced here that come on my mind when I was talking to him. how that they used to, they couldn't speak English and they run the laundry.
Munaka osueli hiweva, eyo riye muruni mwaka okati wa alavu laka niyo. Mota au irakaya, au kaya auro lavu lenkelesi, ni au yarina ni puronoka ta.
And you go to his laundry to get your laundry done. The Chinese laundryman would take a tag and would tear it in a certain way. You take one part of the tag, he'd take the other part.
Ntonyuo mwamuroa ni puro nawe nokata, wira sikatiwe ikuosanyu. Mulipokata muchina, akushe papelo, kukera mwainamune mosa. Nyuo mwakushe pante mosa e papelo, o akushe pante kina.
But when you come back to claim your belongings, those two pieces of paper had the dovetail.
Masi okati waruanyu, wira mukusheri ya winyu, ipante iye piilisa epapelo saha anolikana.
And if it didn't dovetail just exactly right, you couldn't impersonate it in any way, because he had one piece and you had the other.
Nto iyo sahili kanerurateene, kiva awera nianyu otakiha atamo otasheni, okala wira o akala nekapatimosa, ninyuomo akala nekapatikina.
And if it impersonated, then you had a right to claim what was yours. And then you got what belonged to you when you possessed the other part of the contract.
Nto bakala wira ya mutakiha, nto nyuo mwamu kala ne haki yo kushahari ya winyu. Nto vo, nyuo mwamu kushahele ya hari ya winyu, mwakala naru ipante kina yevari hanelo.
So is it tonight. When we got the other part of the contract, when God tore his son into its Calvary, taking the body up for a sacrifice and sent the spirit down to us, that once lived in a man, Jesus.
Vano tisi iso ohi ula, okati unkala nao ipante kina evari hanelo, okati muluku mukendriawe mwanawe ipante pili, okalvariu, kiku sherutu uire kale mukuto, kuveleli heroho wa hiyo, yeyo ya atonko kala mamutu, Yesu.
That same God is unveiled tonight in the form of the Holy Ghost. Those two pieces has to come together. Then you're part of the contract.
Muluku mmosaru yowo, ori owi pitihi wohi ula, mwamukale lo aeroho yowaria, ikapati iye piilisi hano likana, vano nyuo mwaepante evari hanelo.
God did this to be better known to man when he made himself man.
Muluku iraleela, wira akale osu elio rateene ni mutu, okatuo mwanene ipankawe mutu.
I was reading a story some years ago, and in this story, it said a great noble king, I forget the name of him just now, I wasn't thinking about speaking of the story.
Mio kaso mehantisimosa, yaka sivinre, nto mehantisiela, ya ahimia wira mwene mosa mulu pale osueliwa, mio kolia lansina nawe vano, mio nkupu elolavu lehantisila.
Perhaps fiction, but it leads us to a point that gives us a background on what we want to say.
Eyo alakela mupuelo, masiyu eni nipiha nipuro ni mosava niva hawa mulipihero wetu hiwe mpave lahu himia.
This king, he was such a noble king and such a great lover of his subjects. But one day before his guard and his royalty, he said, today you see me for your last time for many years.
Mwenola, o ari mwene munethi, ni ana penta vanche na tuawe, mpaka ni hiku ni mosa oholoa, wa musunka awe ni atokwene omwene awe, o irale awe. Olelo, nyuo munoko one mara yokiseria, wa iaka sincheene.
And his guard and his nobles said to him, good king, why do you say that? Are you going to a foreign country somewhere? You become an alien.
Nto, musunkawe na anetawe kumuhimeria, mwene ore ra murima, munihimeria ni siso, munroe lapo yokopela, nipuro ni mosa, wira mukalea ilapo ekina.
He said, no, I'm staying right here. He said, I'm going out amongst my subjects. I'm going to become a peasant.
O kwira, nari, mio kinro kalavava, vano kwira, mio kinro kumeria riatwaka, kinro kalamulimi.
I'm going to cut wood with the wood chopper. I'm going to till the ground with the toiler. I am going to prune the vines with those who prune the vines.
Kinro tayaikuni ninakuni. Mio kinroa opwata etaya ninamuteko. Kinroa ovakulela miri na alam vakulela miri.
I'm going to be one of them in order to get a better acquainted with what they are doing.
Kinro kalamosa wa yao, wira kilimale loratene ituye awa ni raya.
And I love them, and I want to be more acquainted with them personally. They won't know me, but yet I want to be acquainted with them in that way.
Nimio kinna penta, ntomio kintuna kikale owali malelo ratene yao, mansaka, ao kandro kisuela, masinlelo, mio kintuna kikale owali malela yao siso.
And the next morning when his delegates, all of his people seen him, or the ones who's in the palace, take off his crown and lay it down upon the seat, the throne, and take his robe off and put on peasant's clothes, walk out amongst the common people.
Ntovosi iswaya, okati alipoka lihere awe, atwao tena mwona liaya, ahiso, ale arimpani mamwene, orulan leha nawe, kupwe havakaterani, vehicheni, kirulan laya nawe, kuwarai kuosa mulimi, niweta seria riatupure.
Now, in that little story, we find out then about God.
Vano, mwaehanti siyo ya mukani, hiyo nini suwela nto mwahawa muluku?
They said to the king, said, King, we want you, we love you, we want you to remain king.
Ao kumuhimera mwene, kuira, mwene, hiyo nino tunanyuo, hiyo nino pentani, hiyo nintunanyuo mukale mwene.
But he wanted to become one of them to know them better, that they'd know him better, really what he was. It would display to them what he really was.
Masi o atuno kalamosa ao, wira asue lo ratene, wira wa musue lo ratene, veke kai ele o ariawe. Eyo, yamu o nihere ao ratene, ele o ariawe.
And that's what God did. He changed himself from being Jehovah God to become one of us, that he might suffer, he might taste death, he might know what the sting of death was and take the penalty of death upon himself.
Nto, eyo, tiile muluku irali yawe. O, arimu irukunusha mansawe, wokala muluku Yehova, wira akale mosa ahiyo, wira ahawe, wira alawiho okwa, wira asuele mota saria ya ikurusa mokwani, nukushe hukumu ya mokwani mwaiyo.
He laid aside his crown and his robe and became one of us.
Ahipweha, nleha nawe, ninlaya nawe, kukala mmosawa hiyo.
He washed feet with the lowly. He dwelt in the tents with the poor. He slept in the woods and in the streets with those who were underprivileged.
Ahira pihainao nule owiye viha. Ahikala mashashani nale ohawa. Ahirupamu mutakwani nimpironi nale ari ohichaliwa.
He become one of us that he might understand us better and that we might understand him better.
Ahikala mosa ahiyo, wiro awero nisuelo ratene. Ni wira hiyo, ni wero musuelo ratene.
Now, I think in that we find out that changing himself, what he did.
Vano, mio kinona wira mwaiyeyo, hiyo ninona wira airukunsha kamansawe, yeyo oo iralyawe.
If you'll notice, he came in the name of three sons. He came in the name of the Son of Man, and in the Son of God, and the Son of David.
Nyuo mwaweha, o arule mwansina na anararu, o arule mwansina na mwana mutu, ni mwamwana muluku, ni mwamwana Davidi.
He came as Son of Man. Now in Ezekiel 2:3, Jehovah himself called Ezekiel the prophet, the Son of Man. Son of Man means a prophet.
Ahirwa ntoko mwana mutu, vano mwa Ezekieli 2:3, Yehova mwanene, amwihan Ezekieli profeta, mwana mutu. Mwana mutu enihimia profeta.
He had to come that way to fulfill Deuteronomy 18:15, which Moses said, "The Lord your God shall raise up among you a prophet like unto me."
Oh, aha norwa siso, wira maliheri otumerere tizoitu kinzi, yeyo Moise ahimi awe wira, apu ya muluku anyu, ano mutanle riare anyu profeta, olika na nimiyo.
He never called himself the Son of God. He referred to himself the Son of Man, because he had to come according to the Scripture.
Oh, katonko wisi hana mansawe mwana muluku. Oh, ahimi mansawe ntoko mwana mutu. Okala wira. Oh, aha noroa atarihaka sole mpwa.
See, he had to make those two pieces of torn paper, the Old Testament prophecy and his own character, to be exactly the same. So he come the Son of Man. Come in that form.
Munona, oa hano kali haikapate iye pilisa epapelo yokeriwa, o profeta wa watana wakalai, ni mukalelo awe mansawe, wira sikaletu imosaru. Tivo, oa arule awe ntoko mwana mutu, arule na muna eyo.
Then we find after his death, burial, and resurrection, he came on the day of Pentecost as Son of God, God the Spirit, in the form Holy Ghost.
Nto hiyo ninona, vakuyawe kuvitiwa nuhihimua, owa ahirwa nihiku na Pentecostite, ntoko mwana muluku, muluku eroho, mwamukalelo, eroho yowaria.
What was he doing? He was changing himself, making himself known to his people in a different form.
Eshenuo irawe, o amu irukunusha mansawe, aikaliha kamansawe osueliwa na atwawe, mwamukalelo ovirikana.
Like the Holy Spirit, which is God, he came to deal through the church ages as Son of God, the Holy Spirit.
Ntoko eroho yowaria, yeyo kanle muluku, o aruye wira muhina wa wakati wa ekeresha. Ntoko mwana muluku, eroho yowaria.
But in the millennium, he comes as Son of David, to sit on the throne of David, king. He was to take the throne of David. He's on the Father's throne now.
Masi omileniu, owo niruwa ntoko mwana Davidi. Wira akila ative hiche ni ya Davidi. Mwene, ari wira owa kushe hiche ya Davidi. Owo rive hiche ni ati itivano.
And then he said, "He that overcometh shall sit with me on my throne as I've overcome and sat on my Father's throne."
Ntovo, owo himye wira, olonro shinto no kilati ni miove hiche ni vaka, ntoko mio si shintaliaka kukilati ve hiche ni vati tiaka.
So he, in the millennium, he'll be Son of David. What is it? The same God, all the time, just changing his mask.
Tivo owo omileniu, owo nro kalamwana Davidi. Esheniyo, muluku mmosaruka tiwotene, amurukunsha kanama, namakupiawe paahi.
I am to my wife a husband.
Mio, wamwaraka kaiyaya.
Did you notice the Syrophoenician woman said, "Thou son of David? Have mercy." He never even bothered him at all.
Nyuo moweha, mutiana osiro Fenicia ahime wira, nyuo mwana Davidi, mukimorele ikarari. Oh, hataki amuhansho nakala.
She had no rights to call him that. She had no claims on him as son of David.
Oh, karine haki yomuihano osiso. Oh, karine haki mwayo ontoko mwana Davidi.
He is the son of David to the Jew. And now he come, but when she called him Lord, he was her Lord. Then she got what she asked for. Now, as he's just changing himself.
Oh, Ari, oh, mwana Davidi wa muyuta. Ntovano, oh, ruye, masi okati huwa muihaniawe puya, oh, Ari puyawe. Vano, aha kelela aveken liawe. Vano ntoko, oh, ni muirukunsha mansawe paahi.
Now, in my home, I'm three different people. In my home, my wife has claims on me as husband. My daughter out there, she doesn't have any claims on me as husband. I am her father.
Vano, owanyaka, mio katwararu ovirikana. Owanyaka, amu arakarine haki ni mion toko iyaya. Mwanako ole vale, korine haki ma mion toko iyawe. Mio kati tiawe.
And my little grandson there, I'm grandfather to him. So he has no right to call me father. I'm not his father. My son is his father. I am his grandfather. But I'm still the same man.
Nto mwamusulu akavale mio kapu apwawe. Vanoo karine haki yoki hana titi. Mio nkihiwa titi awe. Mwanaka toru titi awe. Mio kapu apwawe. Masinlelo kamutu mmosaru.
And God, what he does, he just changes himself to become to that generation. To make known himself to that people.
Nimuluku, etu oo ni rawe, oo ni muiru kunsha mansawe pahi, wira akale anloko neno, wira aisue lihe mansawe watu yao.
And that's what we're here to find out tonight, and what way is God supposed to make himself known to this people, and in this time.
Ntotie yonriahu va, wira nisuelo hiula, maena munasheni ntune ya wira muluku aisue lihe mansawe watuala nukatula.
He changes his mask. He changes his act. But he doesn't change his disposition. He doesn't change his nature. He just changes his mask from one to another.
Oo, onimuru kunsha na makupi awe. Oo, oniru kunsha mairelo awe. Masi oo, kanru kunsho tuna wawe. Oo, kanru kunsha mukalelo awe. Oo, omuru kunusha na makupi awe pahi, okuma mmosani mukina.
He does it to reveal himself more plain to the people that they might know who he is and what he is.
Oo, onira eyo, wira aisupulule mansawe voone asha watu. Wira awamusue loo tani, ni eloo kanliawe.
In Hebrews 1 we read, God in sundry times and divers manners spake to the fathers through the prophets. But in this last days, through his son, Jesus.
Mwaheperi un, nisoma wira, kalai, muluku ahala vuliha shiti itihu, ni inamuna sinchene, ni molu mama profeta. Masimahi kwa ala ukiseria, mwamwanawe, Yesu.
Now, the prophets, Jesus said, when he was here on earth, they were gods.
Vano, maprofeta, Yesu himye wira, okati o wariawe mulaponi mu, awo yari amuluku.
You call those gods who the word of God came to and the scriptures cannot be broken, he said. Said, how you can condemn him then when he's the son of God?
Nyuo, muni wihana muluku, ale yarwe la maswa muluku. Nto, kasingwera ni asole mpotipi hiwa, ohimewira, muniwera sai omula mulole nto, oh, akalamwana muluku.
See, the word of God is allotted to each age, what it's to be. And Jesus was the fulfillment of all the prophecies.
Munona, masamuluku anivahereru wakulokati, yeyo ntune ya aokala. Nto Yesu, ari omaliheru wa waprofeta otene.
In him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. It was in him.
Mwaiyo, wakala omuluku otene omalela mwerutuni. Owa wari mwaiyo.
He was the one that was in Joseph. He was the one who was in Elijah. He was the one who was in Moses. He was the one who was in David, a rejected king.
Oh, ari ola ari mwa Yosefi. Oh, ari ola ari mwa Elia. Oh, ari ola ari mwa Moise. Oh, ari ola ari mwa Davidi, mwene okotiwa.
His own people had rejected him as king. And as he went out of the courtyard, a little afflicted fellow crawling around, did not like his government, his system. And he spit upon him.
Atwa wene ya hii mukota, ntoko mwene, ntoka tuwa wakuma aweva vaniateni, mutumwa mukani osha nkapuruleaka, kasive liwaniku, kuveru nwawe, eyeti helwawe, ni ya hii musenyero owo.
And the guard pulled his sword and said, but I'll leave that dog's head on him, spitting on my king. And David, maybe not realizing what he was doing at the time, but he was anointed.
Ntomusunka kimpurula shoo awe, kuira, kino hierera murule wa mwalapu wa mwaiole, amusenyera kamweneaka. Nto Daviti, alakela aisuelaka etu irao katule, masi o arure rihiwa.
And he said, let him alone. God's told him to do this. And he climbed up on the hill and wept over Jerusalem, a rejected king.
Nto okuira, muhie, muluku tomuhimiendre uira ireela, vano okuela vamwako kimulela Yerusalemu, mwene okotiwa.
Did you notice a few hundred years from then, the son of David being spit upon in the streets and was on the hill same mountain looking down over Jerusalem, a rejected king, and cried, Jerusalem, half that I have hovered you as a hen did her brood, but you would not.
Nyo moweha, yaka imia vakaanu kumokatiyo, mwana David asenyeru wa mpironi, ni ariva mwako, mwako mmosaru, awehaka vatio Yerusalemu, mwene okotiwa. Ntoki kuela, Yerusalemu, imarakavi mio kituniaka okunela ni ntoko mwayaku nasha nawe, masinyuo kuituna.
He never changed his nature because Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, kanato korukunusha mukale loawe. Okala wira heperi terezi oitwa himme wira. Owo mmosarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene.
God was made flesh in order to die to redeem us from sin. That's why he changed himself to be a man.
Muluku aipanke rutu wira kwe anivulushe mwaitampi. Tivo o airuku nunshawe mansawe wira kalemu mutu.
We see in St. John 12:20, the Greeks had heard of him. Now there's no man can ever hear of him except their heart burns to see him. Like Job and the prophets of old, they all wanted to see him.
Hiyo ninona mwa Yohanu wara dozi vinti. Akere kuyahiwa mwa Hawaiyo. Vano, kavo mutungwero pierera wiwa mwa Hawaiyo. Woi kalawira murima o no muviha wira mone yo. Ntoko yobi ni maprofeta kalai. Oteni aye atuno mona yo.
So this Greek came to see him. They came to Philip, which was a Bethesda, and said, Sir, we would see Jesus.
Tivo, akere kwa ala ya rule aya wira mone yo. Ao ya rule wa Filipi, yo ari o petisita. Kwira, napuya, na pavelo mona Yesu.
The Greeks wanted to see him, but they were unable to see him because he was in the temple of his humanity. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
Akere kuya pavelo mona yo, masao kaya awere omono kala wira o ari mpani mwatwawe. Muluku, ari mwa Kristu atani hakolumu enku niyo.
Now we find that in this, these Greeks could not see him, and notice the very words that Jesus expressed to them afterwards.
Vano hiyo, ninona wira mwaiyela, akere kwa ala kaya awere omona. Ntonkawehani molu mwene Yesu ahime enriawe yaonto.
He said, except the corn of wheat falls into the ground, dies, it abides alone.
O ahime wira, epio ya tiriku, ya ahimore leruvati, kukwa, enkale mosaru.
In other words, they would never be able to see him in the change, in the mask that he was in then, because he was veiled in human flesh.
Mamolu momakina, au kaya kala kalawerea komono o moruku nuwani, mwana makupi o mwaria wemo katule. Okala wira, o aipinte mwerutu ya mutu.
But when this corn of wheat fell into the ground, then it would bring forth all races. He was sent to the Jews, of course, at that time. But this corn of wheat must fall.
Masi, okati epiela ya tiriku ya aro ayo more lavati, nto eyo ya mukumi hamaloko otene, o aveleli heru ayuta, veke kayukatule. Masi, epiela ya tiriku ya hano mora.
Veiled God in human's flesh, hidden from unbelievers, but being revealed to believers.
Muluku, owi pitihi wa mwerutu ya mutu, owi pitihi riwa ale ohamini, masi owu pulule liwa ale owamini.
In John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld him, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace.
Mwa Yohani wopacherani narinsu, ntonsu narini muluku, ntonsu nari muluku, vanonso nahi pakerutu kukala ni hiyo nomona yo, mwana mmosene atiti osare ya mahala.
Now, in the beginning was a word. A word is a thought expressed.
Vano, wopacherani narinsu, nsu mupuelo hola vuliwa.
In the beginning he wasn't even God. Now our English word today, God, means an object of worship.
Wopacherani, o kari muluku nakala. Vano, nulu monahu neenkele sulelo, muluku, nihima etwini kokoreliwa.
How confusing it is to the mind. You can make somebody a God. You can make anything a God.
Mota, eriaya yoti kiniha muruni. Nyuo potu mukaliha mutu muluku. Nyuo potu kaliha etupi itu muluku.
But in the Old Testament, in Genesis 1, In the beginning, God, the word is used Elohim. Elohim means the self-existing one.
Masi, mwawata na wakalai, mwamapatuelo un, wopachera ni muluku, nulu monihim mati Elohim. Elohim enihimia ole unikala mansawe.
What a difference the word Elohim is to our word God. Elohim means the self-existing one.
Mota nivirikana ya nulumo Elohim ni nulumo nahu muluku. Elohim ni himia olo ni kala mansawe.
We cannot be self-existing. We cannot be almighty, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. That Elohim expresses all of that. We cannot be that.
Hiyo kaningwero kala mansihu. Hiyo kaningwero kalo ora sotene. Ora sotene. Okala mapuro otene. Osuela sotene. Elohim iyo. Enihima sotene iyo. Hiyo kaningwero kala eyo.
The tree that you make a god out of, or the building, it's not self-existing.
Mwiriuo, nyua munikali hanyu muluku, walae, empa, kehiyo yo kalamansaya.
So God, in the beginning, was life, the eternal one. In him was attributes. And those attributes became words, and the word became flesh.
Vano muluku, wopacherani ari ekumi, olo hinimala. Mwaiyo wo, sari mikalelo, nto mikalelo seyo kukala masu, nto nsu kukale rutu.
Jesus was the Redeemer. And to redeem means to bring back. And if it has to bring it back, it had to be somewhere to be brought back to.
Yesu ari mvulusha. Nto ovulusha enihime ohokolosha. Vari wira ohano hokolosha. Na hano kala nipuro ni mosa waro ayo hokoloshe riwavu.
So you see, all people will never be able to see it because all people wasn't in the beginning in God's thought. See?
Tivo nyuo mone atu tene kanro ori aoneyo. Okala wira atu tene opacherani kayari mupu eloni mwamuluku. Munona?
Look at the priest. When they seen him express himself exactly with the word, what he was, they said it's Beelzebub. That showed where their nature was. It was in the modern thought of the day.
Nkawe nana mukuto. Okatawa mwona lia yo wiso ni ramansa oratene ni masu. Ele o ariawe. Ao ya hime wira tipelizepuli. Eo ya honi hera watuva apanya ni ya mukale loaya. Wari muhina wa mupu elo wanana anuanihiku.
But when the little prostitute that he met at the gate and told her, expressed his Messiah sign by telling her what she had done.
Masi okati namuto mpe mwamukani. Owa mupanyawe va mukora kumulela kumoni here tonye rawe yo Mesia mwahawo mulele tu o iraliawe.
Well, she said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We know the Messiah, when he comes, he will tell us all these things.
Bano owo kwira mulopwana kinona wira nyuo mwa profeta hiyo no suwe la Mesia okatuo ni rawe owo noni himera ituya soten.
She was recognizing him as the Messiah, the anointed one, because he met the scripture qualifications.
Owo, amusu eloo ntoko Mesia, ole ore riwa, okala wira, owa ahimalihera so pavelea sa so lempwa.
Don't you see the two pieces of paper were coming together? We know that when the Messiah cometh.
Nyo kamunona, ikapati so pili sa epapelo samulikana. Owo, hiyo no suwe la wira, Mesia arwavale.
Now, God might have had to interbreed this and that to get this certain ting of the bell, like the motor.
Vano, ala kela muluku ahano kumani hela ni ile, wira akaleno rumano wesinu ntoko mulipo upa.
But when Jesus turned and said, I am he that speaks with you, there was no such an expression as Beelzebub.
Masi, okati Yesu rukununwawe kwira, timioki nlavula ninyuo, kana akanle nulu montoko pelizepul.
She left her water pot, ran into the city and said, come see a man who told me the things that I have done. Isn't this the very Messiah? See?
Oh, ahiye mwapwawe wa masi, kuti makaro wako po makwira, murwe, mone mulopwa na mmosa, yo kihimeenre itu siiraliaka. Kahiyo yo la mesiene, munone.
Now, what did this putting the old scripture with the experience that Jesus was giving to her, what did it do? It made the Messiah.
Vano, esheni inreela. Ohela sole mpasakala ini musuwe lelole. Ole Yesu amuvanghawe. Esheni irinheyeyo. Eyo yahe mupaka Mesia.
And did you notice quickly her sins were forgiven? Because at the beginning she was redeemable because she was in God's thinking at the beginning.
Ntonyo moweha na nanoru itampisa wesahi leveleliwa. Okala wira wopacherani o ari ovulushea. Okala wira o ari mupueloni mamuluku wopacherani.
So it redeemed her or brought her back when she seen the express scripture manifested of Jehovah, what he was, what he is.
Bano, eo yahim vulusha, wala yahim hokolosha okativona liawe sole mpweso himeoni heriwa, sa Jehovah, ye yo akali liawe, ye yo akali liawe.
Now when Jesus come, if he had come with Noah's message, it wouldn't have worked. To build an ark and float out. It wouldn't have worked.
Vano, okati Yesu ruiyawe, vari wiro wa ruiye ni mutaka wa Noe, kiwaro varetu, oteke kalawa nukuma nitelemaka, kiwaro varetu.
But that Noah was a portion of God. He acted a peculiar way because he was peculiar. And his message was peculiar because it was the word being made manifest.
Masi Noe, yo ari pante ya muluku, o irale mwainamuna ya mekawe, okala wira o ari wo mekawe, ni mutaka awe, wari wo mekawe, okala wira, ya ari masu yoni heri waka.
He could not have come with Moses' message because it wouldn't have worked. Moses was God in a portion made manifest.
Kiva awari anea o orwani mutaka wa Moise, okala wira kiwaro varetu, Moise ari muluku, mwaipante mosa yooni heriwa.
He was the word expressed for that hour. But Jesus could not come in that. The Bible never said he would come in that way.
O ari masu uo ni heri woka tule. Masi Yesu kakan loro waka mwaiyeyo. Biblia katonko ime wira o aro orwe na muna eyo.
But when he come expressed exactly like the Testament had said he would be expressed, then all those who was redeemable believed it. Because they were the thoughts of God.
Masi, okatu oruiawe, aho ni hero ratene ntokoa, watana wa himia ya wira, o amurua wo ni heriwa, nto ote nale yari ovulushea, ya hamini yeyo, okala wira, yari miupuelo samuluku.
The attributes of him at the beginning was made flesh and redeemable and was brought back to God.
Mikale losewe wopacherani, sahi kalerutu. Nisovu lushea, ni sahi hokolosheri wa wamuluku.
As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God. Because they were redeemable. They were from the beginning in the expression.
Otene, ala mwakenle yo wo. O hava hoori ao kala na muluku. Okala wira ao yaru vulushea. Ao yaru kuma opachira ni muhina mamoni herio.
If we could stop here a moment, if it would be possible. And think of that tonight, of the message of the hour, the express thoughts of Jehovah.
Vari wira nani wera weme lavavo kati vakani, ya kanleo weranea, ni upuela eo, ohi ula, mutaka okati, mi upuelo soo ni heri wa sa Jehovah.
Before the foundation of the world, we are told our names were put on the Lamb's Book of Life.
Ohina tupatushi olumwenku, hiyo ni nihime heri wa wira, masinahu ahilwe mulivuru ni mwekumi ya mwapwitipwiti.
Then we can see the two sides, as I first said, why one is odd to the other. It must be that way. It always has been that way. And it always will be that way.
Nto hiyo, nini were aona ipante sopi ili, nto kopachera wene si himaliaka, mwahawasheni mmosa okala koti kiniha wamukina, ehano kala siso, ya arisiso okati wotene ni kala siso, ni okati wote nenro kala siso.
He was the word and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Oh, arinsu, ntonsu na hii pakerutu kukala ni hiyo.
Now, God back in the days of the Old Testament, we find that after he had appeared to his people in different forms, he veiled himself behind old badger skins. God hiding behind badger skins at his mercy seat.
Bano, muluku mwa, otulima hii kwa watana wakalai, hiyo ni nona wira, o, vaamani yawe wakumelela twawe, Maina muna sovi rikana, oh, anisi ipitiha mansawe otuliwa isapala sateshuku. Muluku, aisipitiha kotuliwa isapala sateshuku, bamukune eloni vawe.
We find that how that Solomon, when he dedicated the temple of the Lord, and these badger skins was hanging there, the veil, how that he came in as a pillar of fire, and as a cloud, and went down behind there and veiled himself to the outside world.
Hiyo ni nona wira mota Salomoni okati wavahere ndrawe mpaya apuya, ni isapala iya sateshuku saatomei wevale, ekuo moto o waruli awe, ntokon lumi na moro, ni ntokon eku, kuro wa otuliwe, kuisi ipitia mansawe, wolumu enkuota.
But by faith, Israel knew that he was back there. They knew he was there regardless of what any of the heathen worlds had to say. He was hid from the unbeliever.
Masi mwawamini, Israel anisuwe lawira o aru tuliwe. Awe anisuwe lawira o ariwe iwo. Ata uiro lumu enku wapaka wahime sheni. O ahisi ipiti hawale o hamini.
But the believer by faith knew he was back there. They had mercy. And he was at his mercy seat, which was a great secret.
Masi mulipo wawamini, mwawamini anisuwe lawira o aru tuliwe. Awe yaani moreliwa ikarari. Ni o ariva mukune eloni vawe, yeyo yari siri ulu pale.
You know, in the Old Testament, to enter behind that skin was death. Now, to stay from behind it is death. Then, to enter into his glory was death. Now, to stay away from his glory is death.
Yo mosuela, mwata na wakalai, oro tuliwe sapalele warukwa. Vano, okumo tuliwa ya turu ukwa. Okatule, okela movua ni mwawe waru ukwa. Vano, osusa movua ni mwawe onikalo ukwa.
That happened, of course, at the rending of the veil at Calvary. When the veil was rent, the old veil.
Eyo iranenyeve kekai, vakerenyaye kuo Calvario. Okati kuo ekerenyaya, ekuo ya kalai.
Now to stay out of his presence is death. Then to enter his presence was death. See, it changes back and forth, and you must find the scripture to see what day we're living in.
Vano, okalo otawa mukalelo awe, onikalo okwa. Okatule, okela mukalelo ni mwawe, waru kwa. Munona, ewe no rukunuwa noni no. Sihano penyu wa sole mpwa, wira noone ni hikusheni nikalahu.
Now, when the veil was rent at Calvary, the mercy seat came into plain view. But what happened? It was hanging on Calvary, dripping in blood.
Vano, okati ekuwe keriwaya o Calvario, mukune elo wokala woone ya sana, masi esheni irane ye, ya tome o Calvario, evuvake pome.
As they had tucked blood year after year at the cleansing of the sanctuary and the sprinkling of the mercy seat.
Ntoko ao, sa kumihaliae pome, eaka tiaka, ekukutiwa ka empaya muluku, ni umiseriwa ka mukune elo.
There, God, with his great, mighty stroke of lightning power, split the old badger veil from top to bottom, and the mercy seat came into plain view.
Iwe, muluku, neemane loawe yulu pale ni yaikuru, no wera overunya, wahikere kuwele ya teshuku ya kalai, okumo sulum pakavati, ntomukune elo, kukala wawone ya orateene.
The real, genuine Lamb of God was hanging in plain view on Calvary. The real mercy seat. When God had paid the price himself.
Mwaputiputi ekekai oloka amuluku. Ahitomeiwa vowone o Calvario. Mukunelo ekekai. Okati muluku limvawe sisapo mansawe.
And become one of us. And had manifested himself as a man. To get acquainted with us, and we to be acquainted with him.
Kikala mosawa hiyo, ni kuiso niheri amansawe ntoko mutu. Wira akale oli malele ya ni hiyo okala oli malele ya niyo.
The mercy seat was in plain view of all Israel on that day of the atonement.
Mukunelo, wari wawone oratene wa Israel utene ni hikunle na nlivelo.
But alas! The traditions of the church fathers in that day had by their traditions had veiled the true mercy seat from the people.
Masi sota kaliwa ilimale losa ashiti taikeresha ni hikunle yari naya. Ni ilimale losaya ya uipiti henriaya atu mukunelo wekekai.
If they would have known the scripture, each piece would have come like the Chinese tag.
Vari wirao ya hisuwe la sole mpwa, kule kapati ya mulika na ntokwe papelo ya muchina.
The Old Testament prophecy would have been fulfilled, and it was, and if they had been taught the scripture, they would have seen the mercy seat.
Oprofeta wa watana wakalai, wa mukala woma liheriwa, ni wahikala, ni vari wirao ya hishutihi wa sole mpwa, au ya mwona mukunelo.
As Moses said here, that to this day they're veiled. It's still over their hearts. They don't see it.
Ntoko Moise sihimia weva, wira mpako lelo, awa roo ripihi wa wito. Lelo riva suluva murimaya, au kanona.
But he was God, the suffering and the atonement. He was the genuine mercy seat standing in full view.
Masi, o arimuluku, o hawa nilivelo, o arimukunelo oloka,
as we sang to him, lo, behold him in plain view. There he is, the mighty conqueror, since he rent the veil in two.
Ntokosi palyahu sipo, mone olevale vowonea, olo rivale mushinta oorea, okumokatu okendrawe kuo ipante pili.
See, he came the mercy seat hanging in clear view of the congregation. But them being under the popular opinion.
Mone, oru yento kumukunelo, otomeiwe nevoone oholo wa mutukumano. Masiao, arene vativa mupuelo watu.
Now, men and women and delegates of this convention, I want to say this without respect to person, but in the view of today, in view of what we are here for today, I'm afraid that the traditions of the fathers, the church fathers, has hid this from too many people.
Vano, alopwa na natiana, nana makalihera mutuku manola, kintuna kihimela kihimutanlaka mutu. Masi, mamonelo olelo, mamonelo wetu hiwe kalenlia huva olelo, miyo kinova wira ilimalelo sa ashititi, ashitita mukeresha, awi pitiheraela atuanchene.
Since the Holy Ghost has come and this last days is prophesied and the veil has been rent, too many people try to hang to their traditions of the fathers.
Okumo kati roho yowaria, varuliaya maiku alokiseria, ntokosa ahimwaya, ni kuoyo okerea, atuancheena nerero varela ilimale losaya saashititi.
And that's why they can't see this extreme joy and peace and things that the church has today. Yep. It's in plain view of those who believe.
Nitivo awa hinwerea ya oona otapa nooma lela, ni muretele, ni itu ekeresha sirinayo lelo. Masi, ewe rio oone ya voma lela, wala naamini.
He hid the word, the promised word of this day. Now, the traditions has made a veil. They say that the days of miracles is past.
Oh, hi piti hamasu, masu ya alai heru ya mahiku ala. Vano, ilimale loso opake kuo, awa nira wira mahikwa miri iri amala.
A man spoke to me, a fine cultured gentleman in Tucson, Arizona, where I live. I'd had a meeting at the Ramada, and we'd been speaking at the businessman's convention where the Lord Jesus had come present and done great things.
Mulopo na mosa alavunle ni mio, mulopo na mosa olakea, ole leo Tucson, Arizona, wei wonkalaka, mio karna mutukumano Ramada. Ntona ahila vulo mutuku manoni waalipa nakoso, wei wapu ya Yesu ya aruli ya kuira itusulu pale.
And this Christian gentleman came to me and he said, a minister of the church, fine man, and he said, Brother Branham, you are trying to project to the people an apostolic age. He said, and when the apostolic age has ceased.
Ntomulopu anola mukiristu kukiruela kuira. Muruma ya mukeresha, mutu ore ra murima, nto kuira. Muna brana, nyuo munere ya walo kihera atu okati warumwa, o kuira. Nave okati warumwa, ovindrene.
And I said, I pray thee, my brother, show me when the apostolic age ceased in the scripture.
Ntomio kuira, meo kinno vekela ni munaka. Mukoni he okatisheni, okatiwaru mwamanliaya, mwasolempu.
I said the apostolic age began on the day of Pentecost. And it is, Peter said on the day of Pentecost, the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. When did it cease?
Mio kuira, okati warumwa opachendra ni hiku na Pentecosti, ni oo oni, Pedro ahimia ni hiku na Pentecosti, na tiritawinyu ni aninyu, na ale aruta iwene, mpako otee na ale apu ya muluku wa handroa ayo wihana, omalesi lini?
If God is still calling, then the apostolic age still is in session.
Bari wira muluku nlelo ni muihana, ntokati warumwa nlelo ni muiranea.
And so, that is where the people try to blindfold so many people by the traditions of the elders, as it was then, and you fail to see why that the people are so elated and so enthused.
Tivo, ntotiva avo atwanchena nerea ya watiela atwanchene, ni ilimale losaya saakulu pale, ntokosa area ya okatule. Ntonyuo, munovonya ona muhawasheni atwanikala ayotapa, ni okushi wa murima vanchene.
And these conventions are such an oddball, such a strange thing to other people. It's because that they see, they broke through those barriers.
Ni mituku manoia tisoti kiniasha, etu yoti kiniasha wa atua kina, okala wira, awa nona wira, awa atupa mika anoye.
They broke through those veils into the presence of God. Where they see the manifested promise of this hour made manifest before the people. They see what God promised.
Ao, aadhika na ikuoye, mpako holo wa muluku. Vavo, awa nimona anatiru ukathula, woni heru holo watu. Awa none tu muluku ahimi awe.
In Joel 2:28, he promised that in these last days, there would be a light of rain poured out upon the people. In the last days.
Mayoeli 2:28 o ahimia wira. Maiku alo kisera ya mukale pula elimwe yoma rasheli watu maiku kisera.
I think the Greek word there is kenosis, which means that he emptied himself out, not in the way that we would say like something was inside of somebody that he emptied out, but he poured himself out.
Mio kinona wira nulu monekere kuvoti kenos. Neno nihimia wira. Owa rimu isi ita mansawe. Kahi mwainamuna hiyo na aruwa uhimia wira. Ntokwe tu ya rimu hinama mutu. Owa italiawe. Masi, owa rimu isi ita mansawe.
He changed his imartha. He changed from what he was to what he is.
Owa roru kunua emorfe awe. Owa roru kunua waetu owa ariawe. Kukalele owa riawe.
He never changes his nature. But on the day of Pentecost, he changed himself from being the Son of Man to the Son of God.
Oh, kanato korukunusha mukale lwawe. Masini hiku na Pentecoste, owa ahiru kunusha mansawe, wariawe mwana mutu, kukala mwana muluku.
He came not with the people, he came in the people. See, the same God to carry his ministry on through in this great age.
Oo orule kahina atu. Oo orule mwatuni. Mone. Muluku mmosaru. Wira arohoholo ni mute kwawe. Okatula mulu pale.
He prophesied in the Bible that there would come a day that would not be neither day or night. But in the evening time it should be light.
Oo himi ambipiliani wira. Namurwa ni hiku na haro kalotana walohiu. Masi okati wa makaripi wa mukalawaria.
Now the sun geographically rises in the east and sets in the west. It's the same sun all the time.
Bano, nsua, mwamukale lo welapo, nivenyo nikuma nsua, ninintupo ela nikela nsua. Non nsua ni mosaru okati wotene.
Now when the sun, S-O-N, revealed himself in the manifestation of the promised word to Israel, the eastern people,
Vano kati mwana, M-W-A-N-A isoni henriawe mansawe, mwaoni hiru wa maswana tiri wa Israeli, atu aipanto ni kumansua.
We've had a day of gloom. We've had enough light in the reformers and so forth that make churches and denominations and join them and come in and kiss the babies and marry the old and bury the dead and so forth and live in the church.
Na haikala ni hiku ne wiripi. Na haikala na waria wopiera mwana mareherera na akina. Wira ni pake ikeresha ni miromo lelo. Ni wita kansha mwe monurwa. Ni wape chara na mwane. Ni wateli hatoko ene. Ni wavi tokwa. Ni sikina. Ni ukala mukeresha.
But in the evening time. It shall be light, he said in the evening time. And no scripture can be broken.
Masi okati wa makaripi. Ono kala waria o ahimie okati wa makaripi. Nikiavo yole mpwa eniwere aneotipi hiwa.
And the same S-O-N that poured out himself, kenosis, on the day of Pentecost, promised to do the same thing in the evening time. See, it's according to the promise.
Nto, M-W-A-N amosaru yowo isi itale mansawe, kenos, niku na Pentecostite. Olai here wire tui mosaru okati wa makaripi. Munona, ewe mutari hanatiri.
Get the tag together. Look what's happening and look what he promised. Then you see where we are at. Get the thing together. You can see the unveiling of this great and mighty one.
Mutakani he papelo, nguwehe ni iranea, ni nguwehe tu owo himyawe, ntomuni moona vatuvari ahu, mutakanshe tuyo, muno waria ona upululiwa waiola, mulu pale ni owaria.
Traditions has blinded the people again to these great things that's been prophesied.
Ilimalelo, sihari pia atu hito emarekina, waitui ya sulu pale sahimwe.
Moses, when he came forth from the mountain, which was on fire, how beautiful the illustration.
Moise, okaturuia wa kumaka vamwako, yo wavare la moro, moto renria ya musue liho.
Moses had went down to Egypt and told the church fathers that the Lord God had to visit him in the name of I am.
Moise, airwa weshi tukwa imera shitita mukeresha, wira apu ya muluku, ya ahimu totola ninsinana, Mioko Okala.
That name is present tense. Not I was, will be, but I am ever the same. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He is present tense.
Nsinano, nikala nananano. Kahi mioka akale, kino okala, masi, mioko okala. Mosaru, mahiku utene. Mosaru nsana, olelo ni mahiku utene. O, nikala nananano.
He that compares with Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, ewe nlika na nahe peritrezi oitu. Yesu Kristu mosarun sana olelo ni maiku utene.
It's still the prophesied word in the congregation that was to dovetail with that word, the experience of this day. The reformers had it. Oh, but this is another day. See what day we're living in.
Ao lelo masuya himwe. Nto, mutukumano, wari wira olikane ni maswao. Musuwe lelo wa nihikunla. Ana mareherera ya ahikala na eyo. O, masinla nihikunikina. Nkoonani nihikusheni nikalahu.
Just as he couldn't come in the days as he came on earth in the way that Moses came or any of the prophets came, it wasn't prophesied.
Vekekai, ntoko o vaharu aorwa, mahikuo aruli awe lapo ya vati mwa enamuna Moise aruli awe, wala kula mosawa maprofeta aruli awe, kaya ahimwe.
And in this last days, it's prophesied to come this way. It can't come in the form of Luther's revival. It can't come in the form of Wesley revival. It's a restoration. Now, it's a time that it must come back to the original sunlight. The original.
Ntomahi kwa alo kiseria, ehimwe orwa inamuna ela. Keniwereanea orwa mwenamuna ya muhaka leliho wa Lutero. Keniwereanea orwa mwenamuna ya muhaka leliho wa Wesley. Ola okati woho kolosheriwa. Ola okati ontune ayo tike la waria opachira wa mwana. Opachira.
Oh, how we could lay the scriptures in on that, and you theologians, what part of the world you're from, you know that that's true, it's a promise.
Oh, mota na arua huoni hera sole mpwa muhawa yeyo. Ninyuo mateo oloku, atamwa ipanteshe ni elapo, nyuo mosuwe la wira ewe kekai. Oh, natiri.
That's what makes the people so odd. That's what makes the oddballs that you call them.
Tiyo enakali hatu otikinihasha. Tiyo enapaka hatu otikiniha, yeyo ni wiha nanyu.
It's because that they It's the veil has been opened from the traditions, and they see it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Okala wirao ti ekuoyo tapuliwa maili malelo nto awa nona eyo owa musarun sano lelo ni mahiku utene munon.
It's the promise of God, and we cannot go against that because the scriptures cannot be broken.
Oti natira muluku ni hiyo kaningwere orwa ni muvirika ni hakayo okala wira kivangwere ni asole mpotipi hiwa.
Yes, we find that he promised that he had emptied himself into his people, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ayo, hiyo ni nona wira o ahihi miaeyo, o ahisi itela mwatwawe, ni uo mosarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene.
Moses, after he went down into Egypt and declared this, then the Father vindicated his message by coming on Mount Sinai in the same pillar of fire and set the mountain on fire.
Moise, vamaliao oroa weshi tukuhimiaela, nto atiti ya ahili pihere ya muchaka awe, aruako mwako sinai, mulumini na moro mwemo, kuvareliha moro mwako.
Did we notice? The one he had given the promise to, he brought him forth with the word.
Hiyo no weha, ola amuvangha wenatiri, owa ahimu ruha ni masu.
He had the commandments. And to have this commandment, he had the commandments was the word.
Owa ahikala na soruma, ntowira kalane yorumela, owa ahana, soruma sahari masu.
The word had never come to the people yet. So the word always comes to the prophet. And he was the prophet for that hour.
Masu ira aina tuura watu nlelo. Vano, masu kati wotene anuruwa profeta. Nuo, ari profeta wakati ule.
Like Jesus was the word. John was the prophet. And Jesus came to him in the water because the word always comes to the prophet without failure. The word comes to...
Ntoko Yesu, ari masu. Yohani ari profeta, nto Yesu arule wa yowo masini, okala wira masu wakati wotene animuruwe la profeta wohivonya. Munona, masu anirua wa yowo.
So Moses, the word came to him, the commandments, and he had them.
Vano, Moise, masu ya amuruwe nle yowo, soruma, navowa ahikalana.
Now, while before the word was given out and made manifest, Moses had to veil his face. For the word wasn't completely made manifest.
Vano, mwahawasheni, masu aina tuva hereriwa ni woni heriwa, Moise ahano kunelo wito wawe, maana masu kayoni heriwe vomalela.
They know something had happened, but they didn't know what it was, the roaring and thundering to, they said, let Moses speak and not God.
Ao, yaisuwe la wira yaikale tu iraneye, masao kayasuwe la yarisheni, onyakula nurume tari, mpaka hawa wira, alavule Moise kahimuluku.
And God said, well, I will do that. From this forth, I'll not appear like this no more. I'll send him a prophet. So I'll speak through my prophet.
Ntomuluku kuira, ahe, mio kinimuira siso. Okuma vano, mio nkinrua tosisa, kinrua waru mihelaka profeta. Vano ono, kinrua lavulaka ma profeta aka.
Now, if Moses, with the natural law, as Paul in 2 Corinthians sure has revealed to us, had the veil's faith with the natural, how much more will the spiritual be glorious and veil to the unbeliever before it's made manifest to him?
Vano, bari wira Moise, ni ikano seerutu, ntoko Paulu mwakore ntwanen liva, unupululenliawe hiyo, ahano kunelo wito wawe, ni ile erierutu, kiva tempele yeroho okala yantiti miho, ni ori piheliwa wito olo hamini, ehinatuoni heriwa wayo.
How much more would they call if Moses was an oddball? How much more will they call you? Amen. Who's broke through the veil, has went into the pillar of fire, has come out with the blessing.
Kiatepa omuihana, Moise ari otikiniha, kivatempe au oihana ninyuo, muvinrepante kina yekuo, kukela mulumi ni namoro, kikuma ni iparaka.
And now you are veiled. The people can't see it. They can't understand it.
Ntovano, nyua muri o kuneliwa. Atu kangwere yaona, au kangwere wiwa sana yeyo.
If the natural be glorious, how much more will the supernatural?
Bari wira, ele eru tutiovua. Kivatempe ele yovika nepatu.
If the natural which had an end to it was to be glorious, how much more this which has no end to it will be glorious.
Bariwira ele erutu yari ne malelo, yari wire kale yovua, kiva tempela ehirine malelo kala yovua.
But still it's veiled. It's veiled not to the believer, but to the unbeliever. He cannot see it. God always veils himself from the unbeliever.
Masi nlelo, tiyo uipitihiwa. Kahiyo uipitiheri wa mulipo wamini, masi wa ole ohamini. O, kangwari ya oneyo, muluku okati otene, onimuisi ipitiha mansawe, wa ole ohamini.
Traditions hide it like they did then. They do it today.
Ilimalelo, si ipitiha yeyo. Ntokwa au sirale ayo katule, awa nira yeyo lelo.
That was a spiritual veil that we have now. Well, the natural veil was there vindicated by the prophet with the written word, a prophesier, one who comes with the written word to make it plain.
Amen.
They know the word was there, but they didn't know what it meant, and Moses made it plain.
Ewe kuoya muroho ni nrinahu vano, bavo variaya e kuoya erutu iwe, yoli piheru wa ni profeta ni masu ole mpwa, mulipu olopola, ole onirwa ni masu ole mpwa wira alakihere yao, au yani suwela wira masu ya arivale, masi kayasuwe letu au ya ahimi haya. Nto Moise, anila kihera yao.
He said, the commandment says this, and this is why. He made it plain. And before it was made plain, it was veiled.
O anihimia, yorume nihimiela ni muhaya tula. O anila kihera, nto awa hina tula kiheriwa, yari o wipitihiwa.
And so is it today. Veiled to the people until it's revealed and made plain to the people. God, the mighty God, veiled in human flesh, the Word. Notice, now we find out that it was hid to the unbeliever, but revealed to the believer. Notice, Moses had to enter this pillar of fire alone. No one could go with him.
Ntotisiso, siriayo lelo, o wipiti heri watu, mpaka anikalaya o upululiwa ni owo ni heri watu vomalela. Muluku, muluku owere o wipitihiwa mwerutu ya mutu, masu. Nkawehani, vano hiyo ninona wira ya hipitiheri wa ole ohamini, masi o upululeliwa ole owamini. Nkawehani, Moise ahano kela munlumi ni mamoromu, mekawe, kavo awero ruwa ni iyo.
It was not, what does that speak to us? That you don't come into this by joining a Pentecostal group.
Eyo kayari, eyo nihi meresheni. Wira nyo kamunke lamu, mwahawa uitakaniha nikuru na Pentecost.
See, he never revealed it to a group, he revealed it to an individual.
Amen.
And that's the way it is today.
Munona, oo kanatoko upululeleyo nikuru. Oo, omu upululele mutumosa. Ntotisi iso, eriayo lelo.
He said, I belong to a church. I belong to this, but that won't work.
Amen.
See?
Nyo munira, mio kinira mpanta wekeresha. Mio kinira mpanta wela. Masiyo, keniretu. Munona.
And for anyone to try to follow Moses to impersonate it was death.
Amen.
And so is it today, spiritual death to try to impersonate.
Nto wakula mutu, were romutara Moise, otakihera eyo, waru kwa. Nto tisi iso lelo, okwa murohoni, were otakiheria.
That's what tonight we're getting into. There's raising up amongst the groups carnal comparisons.
Amen.
Somebody try to act like it and live a different life.
Tiyeyo eni, ohi ula, hiyo nikelamu, wokalo totopela neria risamakuru, olika nyiha na wamwerutuni, mutu onere wira ntoko yeyo, nukala makale lomakina.
Can drink, can smoke. Women can live any most any way they want to, and like the world, and stay home and watch television and the things of the world, and still call themselves Pentecostals.
Potu uria potu mupasona, ashitiana potu kalakula, makulena munawa ntunaya, ntontoko lumwenku, nukalowani nione televisao, nitusa mwolumwenkuni, ninakalavo wisi yana mansa okala Pentecostite.
They are trying to impersonate a genuine, it's never been revealed to them yet.
Ao anere rotakie tuyoloka. Ao kanati upulule liwanlelo.
When it is revealed, it's glorious. And something takes that out of you when you walk in there. And you become a veil.
Okati eyo enupululiwaya ti antiti miho ni etwi mosa eno kumi heyo mwanyuo okati munikela nyumwemmo nyuo munikale kuo.
It just won't work. And to impersonate it was dead.
Eyo veke kaikeni varetu. Ntotaki hera eyo waru kwa.
Moses veiled, he was the living word to the people. And today, the people that are veiled are the same thing. They are written epistles.
Amen.
Read of all men. Not a new epistle, but the epistle that's been written, made manifest.
Moise owi pitihiwa, o arima sumakumi watu. Ni olelo, atu ipitihiwe anikala siso. Ao ipapelo so olempwa, anisomwa na atu tene. Kahi papelo esia, masi epapelo lempwe, yowoni heriwa.
It's those who believe the word and the promise of this day that God is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. And that is written epistles.
Eyo, taale anamini masu ninatira nihikunla. Wira muluku onimara shele roho awe erutu yotene ni iyo ipapelo sole mpwa.
And when a person tries to carnally impersonate that, it backfires. Your life shows what you are.
Ntomutu, erere akotaki hera eyo mwerutuni, ewe no mupatela, makale luanyu, anno ni here ele nyuo mukanlianyu.
One time there was a boy, he'd gotten some trouble, he was a good boy, but he went to court, and the judge said, I find you guilty, I must punish you to life in prison.
Emare mosa, aikala miravo mosa, o aro panya mulatu, o ari miravore ramurima, masi o aro uwe mparoma milatu. Ntomulipo opuka kuira, mio kihopwenya nani ntoa, mio kihana o hukumuni ni hukumu ya mokwani.
He said, I want to try my own case. He said, I want to go in upon my record. He said, you have no record. Your record is what's condemned you.
O kuira, kintuna kipuke mulatu haka mansaka. O kuira, kintuna kikushe sopa chirasaka. O kuira, nyo kamurina sopa chira. Sopa chirasanyu tisola munleni.
And that's the way it is today. The reason the church is not advanced like it should, it's the record. It's the life.
Nto, eyo tina muneri ayo lelo. Mwahawa ikereshe hindro ayo holo ntokosa atune yaya. Tiipacherelo, timakalelo.
We must become more dedicated. We must believe every word of God. We must seek until that word is made real to us. See, the record is what keeps us from entering in.
Nihano kalo uiva heriasha. Hiyo nihano wami ni kula masomu luku. Hiyo nihano pavela mpaka maswalo kale keka iwa hiyo. Munon, munon. Epacherelo, ten niko tiho kelamo.
But one time, to let you get out of this loop, in this same court, the boy had no money. He could not pay it off. The fine was weighing the thousands of dollars. But he had a big brother that came and paid it off for him.
Masi, emare mosa, wira yohie nukuma munlute ni mu, mparo muumu, miravo kari na musuruku. O kawere oliva, mulu ta wari waitola rikonto sene. Masi, o ahikala na mulu paliawe, arule kumuliveria.
Now, we've got a big brother, Jesus, the Son of God, and he come to pay it off for us if we'll just believe it and be able to enter into the veil with him. Like he is our Moses. Jesus is our Moses of today.
Vano, hiyo na okala na mulu palihu, Yesu mwana muluku. Ntoo oruye only veria hiyo, hiyo na aminiru pahi niwerea okela muhina mwekuo niyo. Ntoko, o timoisi ahu. Yesu timoisi ahu olelo.
Moses' veil was a living word to the people. Today, Jesus' veil is the living word to the people that Jesus in the church.
Moise okuneliwa. Ari masumakumi watu. Olelo, Yesu okuneliwa, timasumakumi watu. Yao, Yesu mukeresha.
The Holy Ghost, the Son of God, in the people revealing the word by the promise of this day. Makes it just exactly. Same now.
Eroho yowaria, mwana muluku mwatu. Upulula kamasu ninatira nihikunla, vekekei onire namune mosaru, etui mosaru vano.
And remember, Moses did this and manifested this not to all the world, but to the Exodus people.
Amen.
Just one class of people. That was those who come out of the Exodus.
Ntomupuele, Moise ahira ela, ni aho ni here ela, kahi wolu mwenku otene, masi watu okuma, loko ni mosana atu pahi, au tale akuma woku, wokumani.
And today the Holy Spirit, in the face of people who says divine healing is not right.
Ni olelo, eroho yowaria, wito watu anira, ovuni hiwa ni muluku kahio ekekai.
One of us consulting a doctor called me the other day, a little lady, oh, there's been four or five cases there of laying just at the point of death, giving hours, and the Holy Spirit healed him.
Okati mio wako haka, totoro mosa ahi kilikarela ni hikunno, muhawa mamu tiana mosa o, sinikala kamiyaha misheshe wala mitanuyo, apanyanea ka ohale lokwa, avahaka iwora, nave, roho yowara kwa voniha.
The doctor was questioned, he said, how can this be? Well, I said, that's my patient. I said, it was, but now it was God's. It's his subject now, see.
Totoro amu koha yeyo, o kuira, enikala saituila, vano o kuira, mio o muretaka, mio kuira, ari o, masivano, aria muluku, o mutuawe vano, munona.
And so you see the thing it is that God is calling an exodus to come from behind the fleshly curtain who tries to impersonate, who tries to join church. Not Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian altogether, but Pentecostal churches.
Ntosiso, enone twikanle, wira muluku onihane lokuma, wira okumwe otuliwe kuoye rutu, enere rotaki hera, ole onere wita kaniha mukeresha, kahe metotista, patista, presbyterianu vamosa, masi ikeresha sa Pentecostit.
It is an individual affair. It's you and God. You have to go in, not your group, not your church, not your pastor, but it's you has to go in.
Owo, mwahawa mutume kawe, tinyuoni muluku, nyuo muhano kelamo, kahi nikuru nanyu, kahi keresha anyu, kahi pastore anyu, masi tinyuo murina yo kelamo.
I want you to notice another characteristic of Moses. When he come out, yet being a prophet, being a great man that he was, when he come out with the word, the people saw that he was changed. Something had happened to him.
Mio kintuna wira ngwehe, mukalelo mukina wa Moise, okati owo kumaliawe, Lelo arene profeta, arene mutumulu palowa ariawe, okati o kumaliawe ni masu, atuya aho na wira o ahiru kunshiwa, etui mosa ya ahimu kumelela.
When he come out with the vindicated word of that hour, the commandments, he was a changed person.
Okati o kumaliawe ni masu o lipiheri wa okati ule, soruma, o arimu tuaru kunshiwe.
And so will you be. When you come from behind that human veil that would laugh at a meeting like this. That man who would stumble at divine healing and say the days of miracles is past.
Ninyuomu no kala siso, makumaruo otuliwe kuweyo mutu yeyo ya arotea mutu kumano ntokola, mutu yeyo aro hoveri ya ovoni hiwa ni muluku, ni wira mahiku amiri iri avira.
You drop from behind that human veil there, the traditional veil, and everybody will know something happened to you.
Nyo muro kuma otuliwe kuwelo, yomutu, ekuoya ilimalelo. Nto atu tena no suwela wira etui mose hokumelelani.
Like our honorable brother Jim Brown. Imagine most Presbyterians are knows that something happened to him. Because he come from behind a traditional veil.
Nto komuni huotitimihea Jim Brown. Mio kinanyi hera wira anchene ama Presbyterianu asuwele etu mukumelele yo. Okala wira o.
He saw something in the people that attracted him. And he came out from behind the veil.
Oh, ohone tu mwatu, emukunshe murima. Nto owo kuma otuliwe kuo.
But when you come out from behind the veil, you'll be in full view of the people then that they can see that something has happened to him.
Vano, nyo makumaru otuliwe kuo, nyo muno kala owone ya omalela atunto. Ao, Vangwari haya ona wira yokale tuyo kumelenlenu.
The veil word to the unbeliever, but in full view of the believer, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Masu owi pitihiwa, wole ohamini, masi owo ni waoma lela, wamulipo owamini. Yesu Kristu musarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene.
Then it was God. In them days it was God in a man, his son, Jesus Christ. We believe that.
Nto ari muluku, mahiku ale ari muluku mamutu, mwanawe Yesu Kristu, Hiyo ni nami niyo.
Not just a prophet, not just an ordinary man, ordinary human.
Kai profeta pahi, kai mutupure pahi, mutupure.
It was God in Christ, God in a man, the fullness of the Godhead bodily in a man. God in a man, now it's God in man. The fullness of God in the Godhead bodily in his entire church. Manifesting himself, fulfilling his word.
Ari muluku mwa Kristu, muluku mwa mutu, omuluku oma lela mwerutuni mwa mutu. Muluku mwa mutu, vanoti muluku mwa atu, omalela wa muluku mwa omuluku, mwerutu mukeresha mwa weyotene, aisoni hera kamansawe, amali hera kamaswawe.
Now we find God, all ages, has had skin on him. God has been hid behind a veil.
Vano, hiyo ni nona wira muluku wakati wotene onikala ni sapala mwayo. Owo, muluku, onikala owipita otuliwe kuo.
It just reminds me of a little story that happened down in the south. And so, there's a Christian home.
Eyo, eniku pushera pahi, ehanti siyamu kani kumelele okusini. Ntovo, ya haikale toko ya Kristu.
And then in this Christian home, they believe God and they thought that God protected him from all troubles, in which he does.
Nto, etoko ela ya Kristu, au ya ni muamini muluku, ni au yupu ela wira muluku ana kapelela mwasota kala sotene. Nto yeyo, owo ni irawe.
And they had a little junior, a little boy about 7 or 8 years old, and he went to Sunday school and was a very fine little lad, but he was scared in a storm, especially when lightning was flashing.
Nto ao, ya haikala na shuni ori mmosa mwamukani, mwamiravo mmosa opi ya kaiyaka tanu na pili, wala tanu na taru. Vano wa aniro wako shikola yeti minku, ni ari mwamiravo ore era murima sana. Masi o, ano vetarupa, vanche enesha, okatuveru nye wavare laya.
And I told this to a man the other day when this piece had come out about this man being healed, this same minister said, they make a god out of you, Brother Branham.
Nto mio, kahi mulele la mulopwa na mmosa ni hikuno, okati arti kula kumiawe, mwahawa mulopwa no la avonihiwe, mulale mmosa yo la kuira, atwa no kalihani mulukunyu wa muna Branham.
Well, he was a critic, so I thought I'd just kind of break it off just a little bit, not to hurt, you know, but just kind of...
Vano, o arina mulumela, tivomu yo kupuwe nliako pusha kasa pahi, vakani pahi, wira kihiteke nyo mosuela, masintoko pahi.
I said, is that too far from the scripture? To be that? See? I said, no, it isn't. I said, because Jesus called prophets gods. That's right. God.
Mio kuira, tiora kamila shasole mpwa, okala eyo, munona. Mio kuira, nar kekale. Mio kuira, okala wira Yesu, ahi wihana maprofeta, amuluku, munona, tiyeyo, muluku.
And they say, well, you people try to take the place of God. That's not too far out. That's exactly what it is. It's exactly God manifested in flesh, just as he promised.
Ntoa wakwira, vano nyu watu munerero kushanipuro na muluku. Eyo kerakame lanshe, tiye yoveke kairiaya, tiye yoveke kai, muluku owiso nihera verutuni, mtoko osahimi awe.
This little family, we find, I told him this little story, which come to my mind just now, that one night it come up a storm and mother said to Junior, said, now you go on upstairs, son, and go to bed. He said, Mom, I'm scared. And he said, ain't nothing going to hurt you. Go on up and go to bed.
Etoko ila ya mukani, hiyo ni nona wira, mio kimulele hanti sila ya mukani, ekiruenle muruni mwaka nana anova. Wira, ohi uo, kirwe tarupa, nto mama kumuhimera junior, kwira, vano, nyuo mueleko sulu mwanaka, murowe marupe. Kwira, mama kinimo ova, oo kuhime, kiavwa te twinro wiri hani itu, muele marupe.
Little Junior laid up there and the lightning flashing around the windows, and the little fella got so nervous, he sticking his head under the cover, and he could still hear the lightning, or see the lightning flash on the windows, and hear the thunder roar.
Junior mwamukani arupanti vavale, nto overu nyomwalela kavachanelani, nto mwamiravola kukala ona narua vanchene. Oo, anihela murua evativa mukumi, ninakalavo, aniwara wiwa o overunya, aiso, wona overunya vachanelani, ni wiwe taruruma.
So he said, Mama! And she said, what do you want, Junior? Said, come up here and sleep with me.
Vano kuira, mama. Ntoa kuira, muntuna sheni, Junior. Kuira, murosulunno murupeni mio.
So she come up the steps like any good loyal mother would, and she came up and she took little Junior in her arms and she said, "Junior, mother wishes to speak to you just a moment." I said, "All right, mama."
Vano ao kuele shikata sintoko kula mama orera murima ni ororomele aru awe wira. Nto ao kuela kimukusha shuni orimono ni mwaya. Nto ao kuira, "Junior, ama ama ntuno lavula ninyoka tivakani." Kuira, "Varera mama."
So now you must bear this in mind. We go to church constantly. We read the Bible. We pray. We are a Christian family. We believe in God.
Kuira, "Vano nyo muhana upuelela. Hiyo nini roa kokeresha ukati wotene. Hiyo nini musoma Biblia. Hiyo nini lompa. Hiyo netoko ya Kristu. Hiyo nini muamini muluku."
And said, "We believe that in storms and whatever goes on, God is our protection."
Ntokuira, "Hiyo nina amini wira mutarupani ni itupi itwe nira nea muluku timukapelele ahu."
He said, "Mama, I believe every bit of that. But say, when that lightning's so close," he said, "I want a guy with skin on it."
Oh, kuira, "Mama, mio kinami nisotene iyo. Masikuira, overu nyaiwe wakalaka vakivirusha. Oh, kuira, mio kimutu na muluku mosa orinesapala mwa iyo."
So I think not only Junior, but all of us feel that way. When we get together, when we pray one for the other, God with skin on it.
Vano, mio kinona wira kahishu uni orpahi. Masi otene ahu nona siso. Okatun kala ahu vamosa. Okatun lompela na ahu mosani mukwawe. Muluku orinesapala mwa iyo.
And we find out here that God has always had skin on him. When Moses seen him, he had skin on him. He looked like a man.
Ni hiyo nino nava uira muluku kati wote noni kalanake sapala mwa iyo. Okati Moise wa amona liyawe yo. Owa aikalane sapala mwa iyo. Ntoko mutu.
When God was behind the curtains, he had skin on him. And God tonight in his church is veiled in his church with skin on it. He's still the same God tonight. We find that.
Okati muluku wa ariawe otuliwa ikuo. Oo aikalane sapala mwa iyo. Nto muluku ohi ula mukeresha mwawe. To uipi tamukeresha mwawe ni sapala mwa iyo. Oo nlelo muluku mmosaruhi ula. Hiyo ninoneyo.
But now as ever, the skin veil is what catches the traditions. They just can't believe it. That's God making them people act like that.
Masivano, ntoko kwekwe, ekuoye sapala ateni panya ilimalelo. Hatu kangwere apahi wamini wiro oti muluku, awiri hakatwale wira sisale.
See, it's because God's veiled in his church. In skin. Skin on it. That's right.
Munona, okala wira muluku orimu ipi tamukeresha mawe. Musapalani. Esapala mwa iyo. Tiyeyo.
He's hid from the unbeliever and revealed to the believer. Amen. Yes, sir.
Oo, ohipita waole onhamini, nave oupululiwa waole onamini. Hayo mulopwana.
Now, when the tradition veil of traditions of the elders and the word is broke through, oh, of course, today then comes in plain view. We see him. Deity again veiled in human flesh.
Vano, okati ekuose limalelo haya, sa limalelo saakulu pali ni masu, anipanyi waya, oh, vekekai, olelo nto enimone ya vomalela. Hiyo, nino mona yo, omuluku, emare kina, wo uipi tamuerutu ya mutu.
Hebrews 1 said so. And also Genesis 18, you remember God was a man standing there eating and talking with Abraham and told what Sarah was doing in the tent behind it.
Aheperi unhaimesi iso, nto mapatuelo zoituto. Nyuo munu upuela wira muluku aarimutu, apanya ni avale aliaka ni alavulaka na Abrahamu, kuhimia etu saara irawe mushasha ni utuliwawe.
And Jesus said, "As it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man." Deity! Veiled again in human flesh.
Nto Yesu ohimye wira. Nto kosare amahiku usotoma. Siso no kala okatunruae mwana mutu. Omuluku, wo wipi tato mwerutu ya mutu.
Now remember, Jesus didn't say when the Son of God is being revealed. In Luke, the 17th chapter, I believe, and about the 21st verse, somewhere along there, he said, "And when the Son of Man is being revealed."
Vano mupuele. Yesu kahime wira okati mwana muluku ntunawe wiso onihera. Mwaluka e kapitulu zaseti kwa okupali ni kino eversikulu 20-21 ni puro ni mosava avo. Oo himye wira. Nto okati mwana mutu ntunawe wiso onihera.
The Son of Man back in the church again, revealed in human beings. Not Son of God, but the Son of Man again, back in His church again in the last days. We find that He promised that in God's promises.
Mwana mutu atikelaka mukeresha to. Oni heri wakamwatuni kahi mwana muluku masi mwana mutu emare kina atikelaka mukeresha maweto. Maiku okiseria. Hiyo ninno na wira owo himya yeyo muhina wana tira muluku.
We notice another thing in the Old Testament. I have a scripture here in Exodus that the old badger skins, what did it do? It hid the glory of God from the people. The badger skins.
Hiyo ninone tuikina mawata na wakalai. Mioko kala yole mpwava mwa okuma. Wira isapala satishu kusakalai sira kesheni. Iyo sipiti haka uvuwa wa muluku watuni isapala satishu.
The people couldn't see it because it was a skin that held it. The skin was, the glory of God was behind the skin.
Nakala tu kaya ori yaona eyo. Okala wira yari sapala yipiti haeyo. Esapala ari. Ovua wa muluku wari otuliwe sapala.
And now the glory of God is behind your skin. That's right. And the traditions don't see it. It's inside the veil where His word was.
Ntovano, ovua wa muluku ori otuliwe sapala anyu. Tiyeyo. Nto ilimale lokasino noo. Oo ori muhinawe kuo. Mwemo maswawe mwari ayamo.
What was on the inside of that skin back there, the old badger skins?
Esheni yari pante ya muhina wesapala ele kalayu. Isapala sakala isateshugu.
Which there was no beauty we should desire. And when it was made flesh and dwell among us, it was still no beauty we should desire.
Yo, ya harere nlewira nituneyo. Nto, okati iwe pakiwae rutu kukaleria reahu. Eyo nlelo kaya harere nlewira nituneyo.
And now the same thing is today. There's nothing in a man or a woman that can be desired. But what's in behind there? That's what it is.
Ntovano, etui musaruteru lelo. Kiavwa ate tumamulopwa na wala mutiana wira sivele. Tile erutuliwawe. Tiyeyo.
When you say that, fellow, I know he used to be a drunkard. He used to do this. I don't care what he used to do. What's hid behind that skin? What is behind there? That's what counts.
Ahe, nyo munira. Mulopwa na ole mio kosue la wira arina muhapaliwa. Oh, anira kela, mio kenikichale tushe nira kawe. Esheni ipinto tuliwe sapalele. Esheni rutuliwe, tiyeyo ntuneya.
That's what the people is blinded. The skin blinds the people.
Tiyeyo, atwariayo ripiwa wito. Esapala, enna ripiho wito atu.
See, they say, I remember that woman used to, I know what she used to, but what about now?
Munona, awa nira, mio kinu upuwele kati mutia nole ira kawe. Mio kosuwele tu ira kawe, masi ankivano.
See? Them skins, that was once on a badger, but now it's hiding the glory of God. Got it housed behind it. It was on an animal, but now it's housing the glory of God.
Munona, isapala iye saatonko kala mwateshugu, masivano sinipiti hovuwa wa muluku. Erini iyeyo, emankeno tuliwaya. Ya harima mwashinama, masivano enimaki hovuwa wa muluku.
And so can your skin be changed tonight to be made a housing place for God, God dwelling in humanity.
Ni esapala anyu, poturuku nshi wasiso hii ula. Wira ekale mpaya muluku. Muluku akalaka mwatuni.
Not the old badger skins. We find out behind it was inside of there was the word. And the word there also was the shoebread.
Nkawehani, isapala sateshu kusakalai. Hiyo ninona wira otuliwa ya wari. Muhinamwa ya mwarimo masu. Ni masu, ni mwe moto, sarimo mikatesove leli hiwa.
The ark was sprinkled. And what was it? The Shekinah glory was in there.
Nivuku, namu miseriwa. Nto yarishe niyo, ovua wa Shekinah, warimwe mmo.
Now the word is a seed. And it cannot bring forth until the sun strikes it. The sun's got to be up on the seed to make it bear, to make it come forth.
Vano, masu epio. Nikivangwe rane yeyo wima, mpaka she, mwana omana yeyo, mwana ohano kala vasuluwe epyo, wira imihe yeyo, wira etapulu wihe yeyo.
And that's the only way you take the word, see, take the word of God in your heart and walk into the Shekinah glory.
Ni eyo pina munemosa pahi, nyo munikusha anyu masu, mwone, mukushe maso muluku, murima ni mwanyu, muvoloe movuwa ni wa Shekinah.
And when you do, it'll bring shoebread, manna, that's only given for a separated people. The only thing that can eat it, is permitted to eat it, is just the people who are permitted. He knows it.
Ntomavolo waru, eyo no ruha mikate sove leli hiwa. Emana, anivahi watu ale ivalanye pahi. Etui mosa ingwere olya yeyo. Antuni heri olya. Tatuale pahi, atuni heri weni ansuwe la yeyo.
Paul said you're changing from glory to glory. You see, finally it comes to its back to its original glory.
Paulu himyava, nitatushiwaka mwa ovua ni uvua. Nyuo mwone, vokiseria, eyo ni moru ampako tike lovua waya wopajere.
This is like a seed of a morning glory, the seed of a flower. It falls into the ground. A seed of corn falls in the ground.
Eyo, veke kai erintoko epyo yovua wavasisu. Epyo yanlua, eyo no more lavatayani. Epyo yanakuo, eno more lavatayani.
What's the first thing? It comes up and it's a little sprout. Then it goes to a tassel. Then from a tassel back to its original grain.
Etu yopachera TV, eno putua, nutapulua vakani. Vano enikala nikala. Vano, okuma nikala entike lepyo haya yopachira.
Well, that's exactly what the church has done. It come from Luther, Wesley, and now back to the original grain. Back to its original glory. Back to the glory it was at the beginning.
Vano, eyo tia yoveke kaikeresha iraliaya. Eyo kumewa Lutero, Wesley, ntovano entike lato epyo haya yopachira. Entike lovua waya yopachira. Utike lovua, eyo waria ayamu yopachirani.
The sun that rose in the east is the same sun that's manifesting the same thing in the west.
Amen.
Changing from glory to glory.
Mwana ovenyo onikumansua, timwana mosaru ononi heretui mosaru onikelansua. Arukunuaka, muovua ni uvua.
It changed from the pagan down into Luther and from Luther down into Wesley and from Wesley out into Pentecost and on, changing from glory to glory, producing the hidden manna.
Yahiru kunua okume paka u mpaka Lutheru, okuma wa Lutheru mpaka Wesley, okuma wa Wesley mpaka Pentecosti, eroaka eroaka, erukunua ka mwavua nuvua, eruhake manayo uipitihiwa.
And now it's right to bring him back exactly like he was at the beginning. The same ministry, the same Jesus, the same power, the same Holy Ghost.
Ntovano, eyo yotokota, wire muruhe yo osisale, ntoko osariawe opacherani. Muteko awe musaru, Yesu musaru, owerio musaru, eroho yoware musaru.
The same one that come down on the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Ghost that's manifested today from glory to glory to glory.
Musaru yole akurumwe nihiku na Pentecoste, tiroho yoware musaru eniso ni herolelo, mwa ovua, nuvua, nuvua.
It's back to its original seat with the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the same signs, same wonders. Same baptism, same kind of people acting the same way with the same power, the same sensation. It's from glory unto glory.
Ni etikenle epyaya yopachera, ni upati isu wa roho yowaria, ni miriria mimosaru, soti kiniha imosaru, upati isu mosaru, mutinto mosaru atu, yiraka enamune mosaru, ni uwario mosaru, molelo mosaru, ewe nukuma, muovua, nuvua.
And the next will be changed from this glory into a body like his own glorious body where we shall see him. Abraham saw the same.
Nto votarelana enro tatushiwa mwavua nno, ekalake rutu ntokwe rutu awe yoo, yovua. Weyo hiyo nro ahumona yoo, Abrahamu ahone tui mosaru.
Now notice, we see how it was changed. Since Calvary, we are invited to share his glory.
Vano nguwehe, hiyo nino na mote iwe rukunshiwaya. Opache rokalvariu, hiyo nini latulio kawa novuwa wawe.
Now in 1 Corinthians 12, we are baptized into his body. By one spirit, we are all baptized.
Vano, mwakorintu opache ratozi, hiyo na opatisiwa mwerutu ni mwawe. Ni rohe mosaru, hiyo tene na opatisiwa.
Not by one water, one spirit, we are all baptized. That's right. Now, and then we become part of him.
Kahini maasi mamosaru, eronghe mosaru, hiyo tene na opatisiwa. Tie yo, vano, ntovo hiyo, nikale panta hiyo.
I hope I'm not keeping you too long. See, I hope I'm not.
Miyo kinroro melawira nkino pisihani. Munona, kinroro melawira nare.
But it's just like a great symphony that's playing out or acting out of drama.
Masi, veke kai erintoko iwa nana wesipo ulu pale onruma. Wala yirake teatru.
I don't know too much about symphonies or drama, but I was watching this play. I was talking about Carmen when my daughter and them was in it, and they were playing in this symphony in Carmen.
Mio nkinsuwe la shavanchene enihime mohawa uiwa nyia weesipo wale teatru. Masi mio kone teiheroela, mio kahime akakarme. okati mwana kama mutiana na akina yari ya mwemmo nto ao ya kumihera mwa wiwana na mwemmo mwa Carmen.
There's acting out. The music was acting out the same thing.
Ao ya mukumiheria muzika wa warumiha etwimo saru.
That's the way it is when you're baptized by the Holy Spirit into Christ.
Eyo pina munasiraya okati nyuo nipatisi wanyu ni roho yo waria mwa Kristu.
Now see, many of you have read or heard the story of the great Russian composer who composed Peter and the Wolf, and how they act that out on symbols and everything.
Vano mone, anche na nyuo asoma wala ahiwe hantisi ya mulipo oratela mulu palo Rusia, yo oratenle sipo Petru ni muichi. Nimota o ao anlaki heria yeyo ni acheche ni tuso tene.
And anyone who knows the story that's reading it off of a paper and can hear that symphony, how it's acting that out, the drama, playing it out.
Ntokula mmoso nisuele hanti siyo, onisoma vapapeloni, ni oniwa wiwanyia wesipo iwo, mote nrumaya, eteaturu, erumaka.
Well, they know every change. They can look out here and see the change.
Bano, awani suela kule rukunuelo. Awani were oeha yeyo va, niwone rukunuelo.
But now what happens if the composer writes something and find out that it isn't just acted outright? We find out then that there's something that happens. There's something like him when we see them.
Masi vano sheni nira nea variwira mulipora tela onole petri mosa nto ninona wira eyo kerumora teni. Ninona to wira yokale etu nira nea. Yokale etu ni halela. Okati hiyo ni wonahu.
He who composed it is made it up and wrote it out, and then the symphony is playing it, hits a wrong note. There's something wrong. The director gave the wrong motion.
Ole oratenle, opanke ni olempe. Ntovo, wiwana na waikarumu rumihaka, onarumihesi poyo ovonyea. Yokale etu vonyeye. Mulipo oweti ha, ovanghemweti ho ovonyea.
See, that's what's the matter today, my Lutheran brethren. My Baptist brethren, my Pentecostal brethren, all my brethren from all different denominations, that's what it is.
Nto oo turi mulato ayo lelo, ashina kama Luterano, ashina kapatista, ashina kapentekosite, ashina kotena miromo lelo sotene sohiana hiana, tiyeyo.
See, you're trying to give a note that hit back in the days of Luther or Wesley like that, when the music sheet here shows that it's another note sheet.
Munona, nyuo munerere kumihere sipwe rumihiwe mahikwa Lutheru, Wesley siso, okati vekekai, epapelo ya musika va, enoni hawira nla nihikunikina. Munona.
We can't live in the light of Luther. He was a reformer. We appreciate his part, but we've played that out. We're way over here at the back of the book now. See, we can't play it out like that.
Kivangwe ranea hiyo kala muhina mawaria wa Lutheru. Owo, ari mulipore herere. Hiyo nini titimihe pa epanti yawe. Masi hiyo norumi heyo. Hiyo nriva vava otuliwe ilivu ruvano. Munona nihirumiheke siso.
Now, the only way that you're ever going to be able to do it, my brethren, is this. And brethren of the world, or the different parts of the world, I might say. There's only one way for that director to do.
Vano, enamune mosanyuo enro anyu pierere wera wira yeyo. Ashinaka tila. Ni ashina mulaponi. Amapuro ovirikana mulaponi, mio katuna kihimia wira. Eri inamune mosapahi ya mulipo weti hao wira.
He has to get in the same spirit that the composer was in. Amen. Then he's got it.
Oh hano kela muroho ni mosaru yeyo mulipo orate la mwaria awemo. Nto o no weria.
And then the church, the symphony itself, where the worlds are watching for these signs and wonders, when the church and the composer and the director all get in the spirit of the composer.
Nto okati keresha, wiwanyia wesipo mansaya, vavo lumu enkuniwe haya miri ya nisoti kiniha. Okati keresha ni mulipo oratela, ni mulipo owetiha, otena nikela ya muroho ni wa mulipo oratela.
Then when they say the days of miracles is past, it don't hit the right note. Amen. But when it gets in the right swing of it, the right spirit of it, how are you going to do it until the spirit comes down of the composer? Amen. Amen.
Nto okati awa niraya mahiko miri iri amala, eyo kenru mihesipo rateene. Masi okati nikela aya yetaka muhina mwa yorateene, ni roho yekeka ya yelo, eniri wasai, yeyo mpake roho ya mulipo oratelo kuruwa. Amen.
Then when you say the days of miracles never pass, the symphony cries out, Amen.
Vano nyo mwa iraka, mahikwa miriria kanavire, wiwa nyo wesipono kuela, Amen.
When we hit say Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, the symphony cries out, Amen.
Okatunrumi hahu ni ireke, Yesu Kristu mmosaru, nsana olelo ni mahiku utene, wiwa nyia wesipo ono kuela. Amen.
You shall receive power after this the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The symphony cries, Amen. I got it.
Mune mwake loweria ni umalela, eroho yoware okruelani, wiwa nyia wesipo ono kuela. Amen. Mio kihakela.
There's no more guesswork about them. The whole symphony is right in harmony with the word.
Kokale towanyi hera mwahawa iye yonto, wiwa nyia otene wesipo, oriwa wiwa nana ni masu.
It's going. That's it. Oh, it's a magnificent thing. The director and the composer must be in the same spirit, and so must the musicians be in the same spirit to act it all out. And the world is wondering what's going on.
Honoroa, tiyeyo. Oh, ewe tuyote porera, mulipo weti hani mulipo oratela, ahano kala mwairohe mosaru. Sisoto alipa musika hano kala mwairohe mosaru, wira kumihere otene. Ntolimu enku, ono tuno suwele tuniranea.
The communism they talk about and it made me sick with it. And all this integration and everything else and segregation. Oh, mercy, such all this nonsense. When the coming of the Lord is at hand, there's something hitting wrong.
Komunizmu awa ni muhimiaya, nto aketi ya murima ni yeyo. Ni mikeli hero iya sotene, ni itu sotene sikina, ni ivala anelo, o ikarari. Etu iyo, itiru iya sotene, urawa apu yoreene vakiviru. Yokale etu hindru moratene.
I'm afraid that the director got, the directors got out of the spirit of the composer.
Kinanyi heri ya wira, mulipo weti ha, oro, alipo weti ha, aro kuma muroho ni mamulipo oratela.
When we get that composer spirit, that original power of God that the Bible said, man of old was moved by the Holy Ghost to write this Bible, you'll see them two Chinese pieces of paper will come together just like God's Bible and a believer will come together.
Hiyo na panyaru eronho ele ya mulipo oratela, owari ayole wa muluku wopachera, biblio himiawe wira, atwakalai, yeti iwa niroho yowari ya wira mulepe biblio ola, Nyuwa munimuona ikapati iye piilise papelo sa mchina, olika noratene, ntoko biblia muluku ni mulipo wami na nilika naya.
Because they're both in the same spirit, they're both the same thing, they dovetail right straight together.
Okala wira au owa nliaya arimwa irohe mosaru, owa nliaya tui mosaru, awa no olika noratenesha.
What we need today is directors. That's right, back to the word, back and believe it, just as it's said.
Etu hiyo ntuna ahulelo, taalipo weti ha, tiyeyo, otike la masu, otika ni wami ni yao, vekeka intokuwa wa Himalaya.
Then you see the God himself, that's the unveiling, the drama's made real.
Ntomuno mona, muluku yo mwanene, eyo tiwoni heriwa, eteatru yo kali hiwe yekekai.
Today they say, well, he's a historical God. We know he crossed the Red Sea, he did all this and he was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children.
Olelo niiriwa, ahe, o muluku wa ehantisi, hiyo nosue la wira o ahila pueparea yoshera. O hira sotene ia, ni o arimu mutukuta ni mamoro na ana heperi.
What good's a God of history isn't if he isn't the same today?
Enipwenye hani muluku wa ehantisi kahiyo, bari wiro kahiyo mosaru lelo.
Man is ever glorifying God for what he did do, thinking of what he will do and ignoring what he's doing.
Mutu, okati wa oteno ni muto topela muluku, Mwahawe etu owo iraliawe, upuwela ka etu owo nroawe wira, na ve aisuwela ka etu owo nirawe.
That's just in man to do that. And it's the same thing today, my brother. It's the very same thing.
Ewe erima mutu, wira siso. Nto etu imosaru lelo shinaka. Ewe etu imosaru tu.
Oh my, let's get back and get the symphony playing right. Where we the world can see Jesus said, if I be lifted up from this earth, I'll draw all men unto me. And he's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, ulu, nroni hokolo we nikalihe siporumo ratene, babu atu wa maulumu enkuna nroa ya wona, Yesu himye wira, mio katomei warumulapo ni mu, mio kinimu aruha tu utene wa mio, ni owo mosarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene.
Let the directors get in the right spirit with the musicians and with the composer, everything will be all right. And we're no guesswork about it, we are identified with him, man.
Mwahia lipo weti ha, akele muroho ni, na alipa musika ni mulipo oratela, ituso oteni sino kala sana. Nto hiyo, nri konikala wanyi hera mwahawa yeyo, hiyo ninsuwa nyehiwa ni hiyo wonto.
Hebrews 13:8 said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Aheperi teresi oito ahimeu ira owo mosarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene.
We're identified with him in Acts 2. We're identified with them with the same baptism, same name. All he was then and all he was and all he is, we are. Exactly.
Hiyo ninsuwa nyehiwa ni hiyo owo mamiteko doj. Hiyo ninsuwa nyehiwa ni yao nupati isu mosaru etui mosaru. Sotene o ariawe katule ni sotene o riawe, sotene o ariawe ni sotene o riawe, hiyo na yeyo. Tiye yo vekekai.
Just like if I want to be a true American, I've got to be identified with everything she was, everything she is. I've got to be identified with it. If I am a true American.
Vekekai, vakalawira kintuno kalamutua Amerike kekai, miyo kihano suwa nyehiwa ni itu sotene o ariawe, itu sotene o riawe, miyo kihano suwa nyehiwa ni yo.
If I am a true American, then I landed on Plymouth Rock. Amen. I did. If I'm an American, so did you. You landed on Plymouth Rock with the Pilgrim Fathers.
Kakanlene mutwa America, weso kahipa kuo Plymouth Rocky. Amen. Kahikurua, kakanlene mu America. Ninyuo, nyuo mwahipa kuo Plymouth Rocky. Nashiti itanaweta.
On Plymouth Rock, when they landed out there, I was with them. So was you, everybody.
O Plymouth Rocky. Okatao ya pakuwa liaya iwe, miyo karni yao, ninyuo mwahikala, atutene.
I rode with Paul Revere, right down the road to warrior danger. It's exactly right.
Miyo kaheti ye kavalo ni Paul Revere, mpironi, wira kalopo le mwahawe hasara, veke kaitieyo.
Right down here at Valley Forge, I crossed the icy Delaware with a bunch of soldiers who half of them didn't have shoes on.
Ohitono Valley Forge, kahila puamuro ori ya Delaware. Ninikuru na atropa yao, nusu na yao ya hawanraisha pato.
I prayed all night with George Washington beforehand. I crossed the Delaware with a vision in my heart. We are Americans. Yes, sir, at Valley Forge. I certainly did.
Miyo kahilo mpo hii wotene ni George Washington kalairu. Kahimu lapua Delaware ni oona murima ni mwaka, hiyo na atuwa Amerika. Hayo mulopwana, o Valley Forge, veke kai kahila pua.
I returned thanks with the original Thanksgiving fathers. I returned thanks to God. If I'm a real American, I was identified there at that table.
Miyo kai shukuru, na ashiti itopa chera o shukuru. Kai mushukuru muluku, kakanlene mutuwa wa Amerika, kai suwa nyehi waiwe vamesa vale.
If I'm a real American, I was identified when I stood with Stonewall Jackson. If I'm a real American, I was identified at the Boston Tea Party. Yes, sir, when we refused to have things pulled over our eyes.
Kakanlene mutuwa wa Amerika kekai, kai suwa nyehi wakati wa emeli yaka ni Stonewall Jackson. Kakanlene mutuwa Amerika kekai, kaisu wanyehi wa onira niwe chao Boston, ayo mulopwana, okati hiyo wakonti ahu oto tiwa.
Well, I'm a real American, I was identified there with that. Yes, sir. Oh, my.
Ahe, mioka mutuwa Amerika kekai, mioka aisu wanyehi wa iwe niyeyo, ayo mulopwana. Oh, ulu.
I ring the Liberty Bell the first 4th of July in 1776. I ring the Liberty Bell here and declare that we are independent. To be a real American, I had to.
Miyo kahiru mihesinu yota pua, ni hiku nopa chera na 4 a Julio, 1776. Kahiru mihesinu yota pua va, kuhimia wira, hiyo na atu ota pua. Wira kikalemu tuwa wa Amerika kekai, miyo kahana wira yeyo.
I was identified with her shame in the revolutionary. When brother fought against, I've got to bear her shame the same as I have to bear her glory. If I'm an American, I have to be. I was identified with her. Yes, sir.
Miyo kahisu wanyehi wa ni hayao kotoni, okati muna wananawe, kihano vile le hayawe, ntokosi mvile la kovua wawe, kakanlene mutuwa Amerika, kihano kala, miyo kahisu wanyehi wa ni yoo, ayo mulopwana.
I was identified at Gettysburg down there when Lincoln made his speech. Yes, sir.
Miyo kahisu wanyehi wa Gettysburg iwe, okati Lincoln alavun liawe, ayo mulopwana.
I was on Wake Island. Over that bloody soldier's body, I rose in Wake Island. On Guam, I helped hoist that flag.
Miyo kari osisiro yo weki, basuluva irutu yesovu uve pomesana toropa, kahive nyo sisiro yo weki, o Guam, kahika lihero weli hepanterele.
I'm a real American. Amen. All she is, I am, and proud of it. Yes, indeed. All America has been, all she is, I'm still that to be American. Everything she was, I have to be because I'm identified with her.
Mio kamuto wa America kekai. Amen. Sote no oriawe mio kaiyeyo. Kindi kalo wisi nuiha niyeyo. Ayo vekekai. Sote na Ameriko nikalawe. Sote no riawe mio nlelo kaiyeyo. Wira kikale mutoa wa America. Itu sote ne o ariawe mio kihano kala. Ukala wira kinsua nyehi wa niyo.
Same thing by being a true Christian. You have to be identified with it.
Etui mosaru nukala mukiristu ekekai. Nyo muhano suwa nyehi wa niyeyo.
I preached with Moses and Noah and warned the people of the oncoming judgment to be a real Christian.
Mio kahila lea ni Moise ni ol wala ni Noe kwa lopola atu muhao ola muliwa warwa. Wira kikale mukiristu ekekai.
I was with Moses at the burning bush. I saw the pillar of fire. I saw his glory. I was with Moses up there in the wilderness. To be a Christian, I had to be identified with everything God was. To be a Christian.
Mio karini Moise, vamiwa ni wavarela. Mio kahona nlumi na moro. Kahono vua wawe. Mio karini Moise motako nime. Wira kikale mukiristu. Mio kihano suwa nyehi wa nituso otene muluku ariawe. Wira kikale mukiristu.
I seen his glory. I heard his voice. Don't try to explain away from me now because I was there. I know what I'm talking about. I seen what happened. Yes, sir.
Mio kahono vua wawe, kahi wansunawe, muherero kivalanyi hayeyo ni sola vulasanyu vano. Okala wira, mio kahariwe iwe, mio kosuele twin la vulaka, mio kihona ya kumelenle, ayo mulopwana.
I was at the Red Sea when I seen the Spirit of God move down and part the water from one side, not through a bunch of reeds that you're trying to say that, but through about a 90-foot sea. I seen the Spirit of God. I walked with Moses through that dry ground across that Red Sea.
Mio karu parea yoshera, okati wonali yake roho ya muluku ya kurungwaya, kika wanyamasi pante mosa, kahula puava suluva nikuta na mitati, ntokwe nere riwayo hii molelo. Masi, alapuake parea yopi ya kametro miloko mitanu na sheshe. Mio, kahone roho ya muluku, kaheta ni Moise, vativa levo uuma, no ni no, ve parea yosherele.
I stood by Mount Sinai and seen the thunder and lightning falling. I eat manna with them out there. I drink from that rock. I'm still doing it tonight.
Kahi kalomwako sinai, kone tarinu uveru nyomoraka. Kahi ye manani ya oiwe. Kahi uri avamwala vale, lelo kinira yeyo hi ula.
I was identified with the manna eaters. I was identified with them that drunk from the rock. I was also identified when Joshua blew a trumpet and the walls of Jericho fell down.
Mio kahi suanyehi wanalipa oye mana. Kahi suanyehi wanale ya unri avamwala vale. Mio kahisu wanyehi wato okati Yoshua opali awe nlope nto ishiriso yeriko kupomowa.
I was in the lion's den with Daniel. I was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew children. I was with Elijah on Mount Carmel.
Mio kaharimu litini mwakaramu ni Daniel. Mio kaharimu tukuta ni mamoro na anaheperi. Mio kaharimu wako na Elia omwako Karmelu.
I was a John the Baptist and before them critics. I seen the Spirit of God descending. I heard the voice of God say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm pleased to dwell in. Yes, sir, I sure was identified with him. That's exactly right.
Mio karini yohani mpatisa, ni uholo wali po ulu melale, kahone roho ya muluku kuruaka, kahi wansuna muluku wira, ola timwana koni mpentashaka. Mwaiola, mio ni kisivelo kala, ayo mulopwana. Vekekai mio kahisu wanyehi waniyo, vekekai tieyo.
I was identified there at the grave of Lazarus when he raised up Lazarus. I was identified at the woman at the well when he told her sins. Yes, sir.
Mio kahisu wanyehi wavale vamahie va Lazarus, okati uwa amuhihi munshawe Lazarus. Mio kahisu wanyehi wanimutia na vehimeni, okati owa amuhime enreawe itampisawe. Ayo mulopwana.
I surely was identified with him in his death. And I was identified on the first Easter. I raised with him from death. And identified with him in his death.
Veke kaimio kahisu wanyehi waniyo omokwani mwawe. Ni kahisu wanyehi wanihiku na pasika opachera. Mio kohihimu waniyo omokwani. Mio kinisu wanyehi waniyo omokwani mwawe.
I was with the 120 in the upper room. I was identified up there with them. I feel religious. Oh my! I was identified there. I'm one of them.
Mio karina ale mie mosani miloko miili empae osulu. Mio kaisu wanyehi wania oiwe. Hey, mio kiniso ono kalanatini. Oh, ulu. Mio kaisu wanyehi waiwe. Mio kimosai yao.
I was identified. I got the same experience they had. I was there when it happened to be a true Christian.
Mio kaisu anyehiwa. Mio kirina musuelelo musaru awarinaya. Mio kariwe iwo okati irane yaya. Wira kikalemu Kristo ekekai.
I witnessed some mighty rushing wind coming. I witnessed that. I felt the power of God as it shook.
Kaika lelo namone peyo yo waku vani aikurue rwaka. Kaika lelo namona eyo. Kahono were wa muluku okatu tikinyaya.
I was with them and spoke in tongues. I felt the anointing coming. I was with them. I was identified with them. When the Holy Ghost began to speak two tongues with them.
Mio karina ale alavu la ilavu lelo. Mio kahona mureri horu amme. Mio karini yao. Mio kaisu wanyehi wani yao kati roho yo waria. Ya apachendri yao lavu la mailavu lelo ni yao.
I was with Peter before the critics in Acts 2 when he preached a great sermon and I was identified with him. Yes, sir.
Mio karini Petru, oholo walipa oulu mela mwamiteko dosh. Okatu la len yawe hapari ulu pale oala len yawe. Kaisu wanyehi wani yo ayo mulopwena.
And Acts 4, when they assembled together, I was with them when the building shook. At your prayer meeting, the building shook where they were sitting. I was identified there with them.
Mwamiteko kwaturu, okati ya tukuma nansaya vamosa, karini yao, okati mpa ya tikinye nyaya. Vamaliamu tukumano wa maveke lempa ya hitikinye ya mwemu hao ya harisayamu. Mio kaisu wanye hiwaiwe ni yao.
I preached with Paul on Mars Hill. Yes, sir, I was with John on the Isle of Patmos and seen his second coming.
Kahila lea ni Paulu wa Europa ku. Ayo mulopwena. Mio karini Yohani osisiro yopatimu kono rawa wewanenli.
I was with Luther in the Reformation. I was with Wesley. That firebrand snatched from the fires when the great revolt against the Anglican Church. I was there with him.
Karini Lutheru more hereriani. Mio karini Wesley ni uni na moronle. Na kumihiwe wa moroni okati koto yulu pali ni keresha nkilikana. Mio kariwe iwe ni iyo.
Here I am tonight, 1964, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, identified with the same kind of group, with the same kind of an experience. I must be to be a Christian. I must stay identified where the word of God is being manifested.
Nivami okiniponya ni ohiula, 1964, o Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, osu wanyehi wanikuru ni mosaru, ni musuwa lelo mosaru. Mio kihano kala wira kikalemu Kristu. Mio kihano kala osu wanyehiwa vavo masamuluka nikala ayo woni heriwa.
I'm identified with a group that feels the Spirit of God. I'm identified with a group that knows He's unveiled, that knows He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that knows that this is not a fanaticism. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm identified with that group here tonight.
Mio kinsu wanyehiwa nikuru none roho ya muluku. Mio kinsuwa nyehiwa nikuru ni mosa ninsuwa la wira owa hupu luliwa. Ninsuwa la wira owa mosarun sano lelo ni mahiku uteni. Ninsuwa la wira elaka hiyo kapelela. Tiesu Kristu mosarun sano lelo ni mahiku uteni. Mio kinsuwa nyehiwa nikuru nenova ohi ula.
Yet they're called a bunch of heretics, yet a bunch of fanaticism on account of the word of God.
Enamuji haniwa kanikuru na atuo wika wanya. Hata wira nikuru na ana matipelela. Muhawa masomu luku.
And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's the power of God and the salvation of them all.
Masimio, nkinu uleli wa muru hapari ore ra Yesu Kristu. Okala wira, eyo owari wa muluku, wa uopo. Nimio kimosaya.
I'm with them living epistles I spoke of. Vindicated. God veiled in human form in men and women.
Mio kirini ipapelo sikumi iseyo sihimaliaka. Soli piheriwa, muluku owipi tamamukalelo wa mutu. Mwalopwa na natiana.
Oh God, in His Martha again, unveiled Himself and make Himself known to His people, the great King who laid aside His glory.
Oh, muluku mwae morfe awe to, ohiso ni hera mansawe ni ohisu weliha mansawe watu awe. Mwene mulu pale, yo ahinyo vua wawe.
Yet a little while and the world won't see me no more, I'll be veiled to them. But ye shall see me, for I'll be with you even in you, all the way to the consummation.
Okati vakani, olumu enku kunro oko na tomio. Kinro kala owipi tawao. Masinyuo munoko na maanamio kinro kala niyuo. Atamwa niyuo mpaka omalelani.
Changing from Luther to Wesley to on and on. From glory unto glory. I'm still the same God. Going back to the original glory. Hallelujah.
Kirukunuaka okuma Lutero mpaka Wesley. Kirowaka kirowaka. Mwaovua nuvua. Mio lelo kamuluku yole akanle atikelako vua wopachera. Hallelujah.
He has broken every denominational veil, every sound barrier. That sound that says, oh, that's fanaticism. He broke right through that. The sound that came out of there said, oh, that people are crazy. He broke right through that veil. Yes, he did.
Oh, kera kuleku ya muromolelo, mikano sotene sansu, nsune nonira, oh, olo na matipelela. Oh, vika na eyo, nsuna akumei wakwira, oh, atwala na mkwanepa. Oh, vika ne kueyo, ayo, oh, vika na.
Oh, you can't do it. You're nothing but a bunch of fanatics. He broke right through that. No such a thing as divine healing. He broke right through that. Oh, my! His word said he would. You can't conquer the word of God.
Oh, nyoka muwere wira. Nyoka muhiwa te tuwai kalanikuru na ana matipelela. Oh, vika neyo. Naru tuyo ntokovo ni hiwa ni muluku. Oh, vika neyo. Oh, ulu. Maana maswawa himia wira. Oh, amu vika na. Kivangwere aneo shinta maswa muluku.
There he stands up tonight, the mighty conqueror. Since he broke every Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, every other kind of a veil, he still stands among his people tonight, unconquered by traditions.
Nto o ni panya ne avon lelo, o hiula, mushin toweria, o pacherokatuo kenriawe kuo metodista, batista, presbyteriano, kula mutinto mukina wekuo, o lelo ni panya ne ria riatuawe, o hiula, o hishintia nilimalelo.
Let people say what they want to, do what they want to, anything they want to. God comes breaking right through that sound there.
Mwahi atwa himetwa ntunaya, yiretwa ntunaya, etupitwa ntunaya. Muluku onorwa vikanaka mukano yo wansu.
And remember, they tell me when a plane really breaks that sound barrier, is no limit to its speed.
Ntomu upuele, kinihimeru wawira, okati nteke ni mvikanaya veke kai mukano ole wansu, kekanle makisero ye yaku veluaya.
Now I'm telling you, when you break that traditional barrier, that Jesus is way back and he isn't now, when you find he's the same yesterday and forever, there's no limit to what God would do right here in this convention and show this world what they need.
Meo kinimo leelani, okatumvika na nyumuka no wa ilimale luwira Yesu ari ukalai, ntooka hiovano, nyoma temulela ruwira, owa mosarun sano lelo ni maiku utene, kakanle makisero wetu muluku mwere auwira wa mutuku manoni vene vava, niwoni holumu enkula, etuwa tuantunaya.
Not a world's fair, but a world revival that will be filled and baptized with the presence of the living God and Martha and Bailey himself into human flesh. Hallelujah. I believe it.
Kahi efera ya molumo inkuni, masimuhaka laliho wa mulaponi, onro sarihiwa nupatisiwa ni mukalelo wa muluku mukumi, anemorfi aisupulula kamansawe, mwerutu ya mutu. Hallelujah. Mio kinamini.
Broken every barrier. Every veil, nothing can hide his presence.
Opesha kula mukano, kule kuo, kiavo ya awere wipiti ya mukale loawe.
When people gets hungry in their heart, there's a veil ready to be broke. You can just depend on that. Written every veil by his great Holy Spirit.
Atuya voliwe talamu rima ni mwaya, yo kale kuwe likane wire keriwe. Nyo po tulipa ni yeyo, mukere kule kuo ni roho awe yo ware ulupale.
And here he stands tonight, the mighty conqueror. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Healing the sick, baptizing the believers, just as he always did. He's a mighty conqueror.
Ntoo ni panya neavo hiula, mushin toweria, mosarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene, avoni hakareta, apatisa kalo uamini, vekekai ntoko osirali yao kati otene, ooti mushin toweria.
Doom devils are on the run. Yes, sir. They always are when he's around.
Ashetwanu hukumwa no chawa. Ayo mulopwana, au kati wote na no chawa, o akalaru vakiviru.
Closing, you might say this. Read a story many years ago about an old violinist. He had an old violin he was going to sell. You've heard the story many times.
Kimalihaka kintuna kihimiela, ya hikala e, kosome hanti si mosa yaka sinche ene kalai, ya naviela mosa mutoko ene, o ahikala naviela mwamu kani akalai, aro au mutumiha. Nyo motoko iwe hanti siyo, imara sinchene.
And they wanted to sell it for a certain thing. And the auctioneer said, who will give me so-and-so? And I believe he's offered a few coins, maybe 50 cents or something. Going once, going twice.
Nto atuno tumihiwa mwahawe tuimosa. Nto mulipo omwe si akwira. Tanu nro kiva hakatani kata. Kwa kupa liwira avahiwe musurukuwa maluku vakani. Alake la isentavu miloko mitanu wale tu siso. Oniro mosa, oniro avanli.
Directly a man raised up in the back. He said, just a minute. He walked up and got it. Let's think if he played this. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stains.
Ovenya wene, Mulopo na mosa kuvenye utuli, o kuira, minutu mosa pahi, kuru wakimu kusha, nihelele wira o opale nla. Yokale patuwelo yosare pome, enikumi hiwa muntika ni mwa Emanuele, okati anatampia ni puina haya mohuru elani, anna apwetea malepa ayo te noteka.
Then when he laid it down, there was a dry eye in a place. Then he said, who offered? One said, 5,000, 10,000. It was priceless. Why? The old master of the violin had revealed its true quality.
Nto okatu mpwenhawe vati, kinakanle nito no uma nipuronle. Nto okuira, taana nikumiha, mosa kuira ikonto tanu, ikonto muloko, nto ari ohi himesi sapo, mwahawa sheni, muratu ula viola, mwamukani, ari mupulula esisepo awe wekekai.
Oh, brother, sister, now let the master of this word who wrote it, the great Holy Spirit, rosom up his bow with love and pull it across your heart.
Oh, munna murokoraka, vano muhie muishu tihi amaswala, yo olempeyala, eroho yo ware ulupale, atikitele vamura nivawe, manle lampento, avirihe murima ni mwanyu.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. You'll see the full value and see the unveiled God come out in view.
Yo kale patuwele yosa repome, enikumi hiwa muntika ni mwa Emanueli. Muni mwone sisapo yoma lela, ni muno mwona muluku owoni heri wakalo owone ya sana.
He's just the same as he was when he fell on the day of Pentecost upon the people. When he kenosed himself, emptied right into him. That's right.
Wira oveke kai mosaru ntoko osare ayo kati umondre awe ni hiku na Pentecostite. Vasulu vatu, okati owo kenos mwanene, isi ntiawe mwai yao, tiyeyo.
You see, Brother Branham, I've tried, I've done this, that, the other.
Nyo munira, muna brana, mio kiherea, mio kinira ka ele ni ikina.
One day I was having a meeting at Carlsbad, New Mexico. And we went down and there's a big old bat den down there and it was kind of spooky looking, and we got down there.
Ni huku ni mosa mio karina mutukumano Carlsbad, Novo Mexico. Nto ni roa mpaka mutupa mosa wa ana ntutu hito iwe. Nto woni ya ntoko uopi ha. Nto hiyo kikuruela we iwo.
The man, when he got down there in this place, he snapped the lights off. And oh my, you can imagine how dark it was. It's so dark you could feel it.
Nto mulopwa na okatu pialawe vale nipuro nenla. Oo kutipi ha mutuko. Nto oo wulu muniwe rotoke lela mota wa ripa liaya. Wari mori pela wawera ni haya wone ya verutuni.
And that's just about the way the times are getting. When we see the church that fails to recognize God's word.
Nto tisi iso katu nikala haya. Noonake kereshe nivonyo suwe la maswamu luku.
When you see our daughters of Zion doing the way they're doing.
Mwaona kasha na ahwa shitiana osioni iraka mota ni raya.
When you see our brothers that smokes and drinks and tells dirty jokes and things and still trying to hold their confession in Christ. Oh my. It's dark. It's pitch dark.
Mwaona kashini huaniuria numupa hasona ni nuhime aiperwa soona nara ni itusi iso. Na venlelo ere yako kala na mulape loaya mwa Kristu. Oh, ulu, wori pela vanchene.
We see the sign of his coming. It's always darkest just before day. Then the morning star comes out to hail the day and hurl and show that it's coming.
Hiyo nino one toa nyero yorawawe. Ono kala, kwekwe onikala wori pela sha ohinatusha. Nto eteneri oshaka enorwa okomasani hiku ni ohimere wira, ni woni hawira ni morwa.
Notice, and in there, when they turn that off, there's a little girl just screamed to the top of her voice. And there's a little boy standing by the guide, and he's seen that guide when he switched the lights off like that.
Mwehe, muhiname, okati ntipi hiwa ya nenlo, ahikala mwanamu anemuamu tiana aanla ilipiha kavanchene. Ahikala mwamu miravo emenlene mparari ni mwamu holeli, ntoo, ahimo na muhole lule okata atipi haliawe mutuko siso.
And that little sister is just about to have a fit. She's screaming, jumping up and down. Oh, what's going to happen next? What's the matter?
Nto muroko raole, mwamukani, ahale lohilea. Oh, amu kuela tupaka noni no. Oh, esheni nro kumelelo holo waya. Mulatusheni.
You know what he screamed? He said, don't fear, little sister. There's a man here who can turn on the lights. Listen, little sister, you might think we're small and in the minority, but don't fear, there's a man here who can turn on the lights. That's the Holy Spirit.
Mosuela etu owa kwenliawe, owa himye wira, muhove murokoraka, okala mulopwa na mosava yo wongwere opati ya mutuko, mwiriane murokoraka, nyuo poti upwela wira hiyo na ashikani ni oyeva, masi muhove, okala mulopwa na mosava yo wongwere opati ya mutuko, eo tiroho yo waria.
You believe it? Let us bow our heads just a moment. I'm sorry to keep you.
Nyo munamini, nurami hemirusa hukati vakani, mukileve lele mwahawa wopisihani.
O great God of heaven, unveiling yourself, unfolding yourself, making yourself known, the great King of glory, take these little illustrations tonight and let them fall down at the hearts of the people.
Oh, muluku mulu pala wirimu, muikunula kamansinyu, muitapulula kamansinyu, muikaliha kamansinyu osueliwa, mwene mulu pala muovuani, mukushe itapulelo ya sikanu hii ula, ni muhiesi morele murima ni mwatu.
And may we see that unveiled one, that one who came down and rent the veil of the temple.
Ni wira hiyo ni mwone ole okunuliwa, mosayo la kurungwe kukerekuo ya mpani mamuluku.
And then went right out of that veil, come right down into human veils again on the day of Pentecost. Has ever been the same, changing from glory to glory.
Nto ovenya wene, kikumelota we kuele, kikurua, kikela mukuoni yomutu, ni hiku na Pentecostite. Oo nikala mosaruma hiku utene, arukunuaka, ovua nuvua.
And now we're right back, like all nature acting, right back to the original seed, right from one church age to another.
Ntovano, hiyo no otika ntokwe patu yotene, eni raya, otike lepio ekekai, ovenya wene ni kumako kati mmosa wa ekeresha mpaka mukina.
And in this last stage here, here we are right back to the original thing that fell on the day of Pentecost to fulfill every scripture.
Nto okatu ula oki serava, hiyo nriva ni tikela ketu ya yoyopa chira ya amonre ni hiku na Pentecostite, wira emali herekula yole mpwa.
The light in the evening time and the works that I do shall you also, and so many things that you've promised in your word.
Waari ukati wa makaripi ni miteko simbaraka na vetonyo munovara ni tusi nchene nyo muhimianyu muhinamwa maswanyu.
Father, if there be one here who has never broke through that veil yet, or if there be one here who's just impersonated someone who has went through the veil, give grace tonight, Father.
Titi, akala mosava ohivikane kuele nlelo, wala akala mosava amuta kihiria pahi mutuvikane kuele, muvahe mahalo hii ula titi.
May they see that mighty conqueror standing here, full of grace and power to forgive. Grant it, Father.
Wirao, amone mushintole oweria, oniponya neava, osarea mahala nuweria, wira levelele, munivahe titi.
And while our heads are bowed, would there be some in here, how many might I say that, would say, Brother Branham, I'm lifting my hand. Pray for me. Just keep your head bowed and raise your hand.
Ntomirusa husura mene, ya mukala mosamo samu, akavi, kinira so, ya aroa wira, muna brana, mio kinivensha ntatanaka, mukivekelele, mukaleni muruanyu wa urama, muvenshe ntatananyu.
I want to break through every veil that I can really see the conqueror. God bless you. My other hands.
Mio kintuna kivikane kule kuo, mpaka kiwero mwona mushinta vekekai, muluku oreri heni, ulu, matata.
Up in the balconies to the right. God bless you. Balconies to the back, Rick. God bless you. Be real honest.
Osulu mpitela mwono olo pwana, muluku ureri heni. Mpitelo tuli muvenshe, muluku ureri heni. Mukalena sharia voma lela.
To the left, raise your hand and say, Brother Bram, I might have been a Christian for years, but really, I've never come through that veil. I've really never done it. I haven't got that what they had then.
Mono otiana, muvenshe ntata nanyu muire, muna brana, poti kirene mukirishtu yaka sinchene, masiveke kai mion kinato kovika nekuele, mion kinati wira siso, mion kirine ele au yari na ayo katule.
Today we got, I'm a hotbed plant. You take a flower that's raised in a hotbed, you have to bathe it, pet it, spray it, water it.
Olelo hiyo nrina, mio kamwiri wantulu novi hihiwa, mukushen lua na aliwe muntulu ni novi hihiwa, nyo muhana wepesa, ole meiha, omiseria, onaaniha.
But that original plant that grows out there on the desert, same kind of a flower, looks like it. It don't get a bit of water, but no bugs get on it. It's rugged. It's a real.
Masimwiri weke kai, oninu wa motako nime, mutinto mmosaruwa nlua, nikala ntoko nenlo, kaninkala na atama asi vakani, masikavo mwashi koko nikelamo, tinolipa.
Could you compare Christianity with Christianity today with what it was then? Could you imagine this group, what we call Christians today across the world, being like those was after Pentecost?
Mwani wero lika nyiho Kristu, nu Kristu lelo, nu lewa aruka thule. Mwani wero tokelela nikurunla yeyo hiyo niha nahu a Kristu lelo, kula nipuro mulaponi, okala ntokwa le yaari vaviraliawe Pentecostite.
Babied and patted and from one church to another and say something you don't like, get up and walk out. No, oh, could you imagine that? No. What is the matter? It's a reproduction.
Wepe siwa nule mehiwa nukume keresha ni keresha ni yahimwaru itu hinosi velani nyuo munave nyanukuma mo. Nto o, mwani wero toko lela eyo, nari, mulatu wa asheni, eyo takiherio.
Michelangelo, that created the monument of Moses, you can get a reproduction of that very cheap, but the original.
Michelangelo, yo opanke la tarato ya Moise, nyuo potu panye takihero aya, yo kuyashe sisapo, masieke kai.
The one who painted the Lord's Supper, I guess that original painting would run into millions of dollars. If you could even buy it, I don't even know where it's at. But you can buy a cheap reproduction of it for about $1.98. You can.
Olo pintanri olya wapuya, mio kinona wire la tarato ele ekeka iyamu kala itola rimilia usene, bakala wira mwamu wero tuma, mio nkinsuwe la atavareaya, masinyuo poti otume taki hiruaya, yoko ya hisisapu, yopia ketola remosa ni sentavu miloko mitanuna mosa ni tanunataru, poti.
And that's the way it is today. A cheap Christian, a reproduction, just a church joiner, you can buy them out for a cigarette or a common drink.
Ntotisi iso siriao lelo, mukiristu okwe sisapo, etaki herio, owita kansha mukeresha pahi, poti watu manisikaro mmosa, walayo yowuri apure.
Or for a woman with cut hair, painted lips, you can buy her for anything in the fashions of the world, but you can't touch that genuine.
Wala, kwa mutia na ome tamaihi, wala opi ntari yano, nyuo potu mutu manitupi itu, mwami hapo sa molu mwenkuni, masikivangwe reaneomu kwanya ole oloka.
I see him in full view, the same yesterday, today and forever. Oh Christian, don't you want to be a real Christian?
Mio kinini mono o, vowone ya, mosarun sano lelo ni mahiku utene. Oh, mukiristu, kamuntu nokala mukiristu ekekai.
If there's any didn't raise your hands, will you do it while I'm just going to pray? God bless you, God bless you. Oh, that's just fine. Just look at that.
Akala mutu hivensha lentata muni muira vano mio kinrolo mpapahi muluku ureri heni o tiorera moneye yopahi.
Our Heavenly Father, thy word shall not return to thee void. You as the one made the promise, I'm only responsible for saying that you said it. I'm just repeating your words.
Titi hwa wirimu maswanyu kantike la wanyuosi iso tinyuo mulampe natiri mio kintoke rereo himawira nyuo mohima yeyo. Mio, kintike lo hime maswanyu.
You said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life. You promised it.
Mio muhime uira, olo niwa maswaka ni onimwa aminu ulo kirumme mio, ono kala nekumi hinimala. Mio muhimia.
And Lord, we know we have them reproductions today. Many that say they believe when they don't. It shows up. But Lord, there's some genuine too.
Ntopuia, hiyo no suwe la uira no kala na itaki hero hiyo lelo. Anche ena ni himi ya wira naamini ahaminiki. Eyo ni kala ntoko, masipuia, akala mosamo solo kanave.
I pray that you just grant in here tonight that every man and woman, boy or girl, no matter what nation they are, what color they are, what church they belong to, oh God, fill them.
Mio kimveke la wira nyuo munivahe paahimu ohi ula, wira kula mulopo na nimutiana, miravo wala mwali, ata wira teela posheni, mutintosheni, ekereshashena ni raya mpanta, oh, muluku, mwasari he.
May they see the real manifestation of that same Jesus today right among us as he was at the day of Pentecost when he revealed himself for this age being the Holy Ghost.
Wirao yone wiso ni heraweke kai wa Yesu yololelo ria rea hoene ntoko ose areawe ni hiku na Pentecostite okatuo Yesu pulunliawe mansawe mwakatula areene roho yowaria.
Granted, seeing the words fulfilled, the prophecies come to pass.
Munivahe. Noonaka masuma liheriwa, oprofeta uhira nea.
We compare today what's called the Church of the World or the World Council of Churches and compare that with the promise on Pentecost.
Hiyo ninlika nyiholelo, ele niha niwekeresha mwolumu enkuni mmo, mwata anuwaikeresha samulaponi, nulika nyiha yeyo, ninatiro Pentecostite.
There's no comparison at all. We cannot get our dirty clothes washed on that ticket.
Kekanle lika nyihero nakala, kaningwe rokati haikuosa huu, sota kata ni ipapelo eyo.
But Lord God, if we'll come back to that fountain, there's a cleansing process. Then our experience in God's word will match one another. Then we can claim our possession.
Masipu ya muluku, hiyo natikela ruvepatu elo ni vavale, wokala muteko ora pia, ntomusuwe leloahu ni maswa muluku, sinimu iwanana emosani ikwaya, vano hiyo no were kushele riawi hun.
Grant it, Lord, tonight as I commit these people in your hands. Give to each one what we have need of, Father. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Munivahe puyo hiula, okatunava hereriaka twala matata ni mwanyu, muvahe kula mmosa etuwe ntunawe, titi. Hiyo ni mveke la mwansina na Yesu. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you a lot for standing and waiting a long time. And I'm sorry I kept you to 10 minutes after 10. God be with you till I see you in the morning. I turn the service now to, I suppose, to master sermon.
Muluku ureri heni, kwa shukuru vanchene muhawa wea melolipelelo kati munchene, ni mukilevelele kihopisi hani mpake ora muloko ni minutu muloko, muluku akaleni nyuo mpako nro ako ona ni vasi isu, kimvahere ya mutekovano wa kinona wira wa mulipo weti hanira.